Yeah, let's just go ahead and start. Go ahead and crank it up, Ross.
All right, got a recording. This is Ross Bader with Little Bump Radio, and this is Frank Frey's game, so take it away.
Yeah, my name is Frank Frey, and this is my... Yeah, Frey is the Viking god of handsomeness and virility. I'm not. not even my best day. But what we're doing is we're doing Call of Cthulhu / Delta Green, and this would be Delta Green in the early years.
Hooray, I've never played Delta Green.
The date is of the game is October 31st, 1942. Now I have some characters here. We already have First Lieutenant Reginald Fairfield.
Yes.
Private Javier
Delgado.
And I have, give you a quick run. I have yours already. Remember we talked about him, the Danish farm boy?
Yes.
PFC Holger Carlson.
Thank you very much.
He's the guy that's got the Browning automatic rifle, the big BAR, so...
Can you parachute one of those?
Hmm?
Can you fall out of a plane with one of those? And make it safely to the ground?
Fall out of a plane. I don't know
about that. Yeah,
actually, usually what they would do is you would have those packed in, like, an equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crate and...
Yeah.
And then you have to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
And
that's what I have the carbine and the automatic for.
Yeah.
Until I find it.
Everybody will be packing the 45 automatic. That's standard issue. Here are the rest of the characters.
I love the name.
May I ask, is it carbine or carbine?
Either is acceptable.
Yeah. Except if you say carbine, then we'll all know you're a foreigner.
But that's how it should be pronounced.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
This is going to be
should
right.
Be saying it's... Next you'll be forcing us to say it's aluminium.
Carbiner is one that I've heard, and that's fine.
Carbineer.
Carbineer.
That would be Carabiner, which is the German word it originally came from, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
we'll give you, and we have Alex Strange, who is Private
Javier Delgado.
Javier Delgado. We have PFC Holger Carlson.
Played by Hans-Reiner Peitz.
Yes. And First Lieutenant Reginald Fairfield.
Played by here, Ross Payton, Role Playing Public Radio.
Oh boy, I love your nonsense.
And you're so deciding not to worry. No pressure here.
Do you like me to play with an artificial German accent? I can try to make one up.
No, that's all right.
It's okay.
The last time, last year when we played, we did one called U-Boat. Was it U-Boat Heraus?
U-Boat Heraus.
Yes.
And we're all talking with German accents, and we realize he is from Germany, and it's like, oh my God. How dumb do we sound?
That was a popular game. The fans really liked that. Listeners. Though it was 11 and a half hours long.
Yeah, this one will not be 11 and a half hours long because Gramps here just can't get
it
done.
I'm unabridged.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I got to listen back into that.
Go to
the website.
Yeah, and
alrighty.
There's a link on
and
the
top
left.
And we have PFC Spencer Wolcott.
We
have PFC Spencer Wolcott from Arkham, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Is that the medic?
That's the medic.
Oh, useful. We're all going
to
be...
Always...
You know that in this era, as a medic, I'm not really there to save your life. I'm there just to keep you comfortable.
Okay.
Just so we're all aware of that.
My character remains ignorant of the truth.
Okay.
As I explained before,
yeah.
You are all members of the 509th Parachute Infantry Battalion. It is October 31st, 1942. You are at Ringlake RAF Station in England, right outside of Birmingham.
I should start taking notes because otherwise I start forgetting things.
I believe
keep
talking.
Birmingham.
Oh, God, I hope I didn't get that wrong. Anyway,
you all know we have to restart the game. If you play a Call of Cthulhu game, that's not historical.
You get one fact wrong. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, a not historical accurate Call of Cthulhu game, I think we have to call it quits.
There we go. Well... Yeah, with the RAF, you're...
Well, we might have to restart that Nazi one. How deep did you dive?
Hmm?
I mean, because if you went even 50 feet too low, we're going to have to restart it and finish that before we can...
The 509th is the first American airborne unit to deploy overseas during World War II. In fact, the 509th Parachute Infantry Battalion was one of the first airborne units formed by the U.S. Army. They were formed, I believe, in 1941, before America even entered the war. And the 509th has a very long and illustrious military history. They have 5 assault stars, 2 presidential unit citations. They were the first American airborne unit to actually make a combat drop when they flew 1,600 miles from southern England across neutral Spain and jumped out over North Africa. Yeah.
Yep, it's true.
They also hold the record for being part of the largest the largest mass combat jump at lowest level when they were training with the British First Airborne when they came out of the planes at 147 feet off the ground.
What?
They jumped from about 150 feet.
How? Did the parachute finish opening before they hit the ground at that range?
Out of the plane.
Oh no! And then when
they got
finished, they went back and said, "Can we use parachutes the next time?" No, actually they did, and it was a low level drop, 147 feet. Yeah. Now your chute's barely open; you're barely swinging to hit the ground. They trained hard, very extensively. The pattern that I used, because I used the MetaCreator character generation software, is I used the U.S. Army Ranger pattern from the modern Delta Green setting. That's why you all have climate 40%. But these guys were trained to such a high degree, they are, in effect, airborne rangers. These are probably the best trained of the American airborne forces. If any of you have ever seen Band of Brothers, these are the boys from Tocoa. That's that level of training. These are, in fact, they were even better because the 509th had extensive training with the British 1st Airborne Division. The 509th was actually the first American airborne unit to wear the Red Beret. They were the commanding general of the British 1st Airborne said, yeah, your guys are cool. So that was that. But this was, of course, after the whole combat jump. Right now, although you don't know it yet, it's a week before the torch landings in North Africa. Your unit is going on a training mission at night. It's a night drop, night jump, and navigation exercise. And you will be taking off from RAF Ring Lake, C-47. Boy, there's a surprise. And you are to make the jump at specific coordinates in the Pennine Mountains of England, but don't worry, they're not really mountains. The Pennines are more like large hills.
Like pretty much everything there.
Yeah. I think the highest one is 3,000 feet. That's all, where they have the famous Dales country and things like that.
Yeah.
But what you will do then is you will take, your unit will then take sightings and navigate, and you'll actually hike out to a little village called, believe it or not, something like Thorpe Norton. Thorpe is actually English for village, like a little hamlet. And you'll just call the base from there when you've completed your training, and they'll send the truck out to pick you up. Your commanding officer of the 509th is Lieutenant Colonel Edson Rath, known affectionately as Little Caesar. When you guys are out doing your 5 and 10 mile runs, he was right out there in front leading you.
Did you say Rath? This is last name?
Rath, R-A-F-F.
Oh, okay.
R-A-F-F, okay.
He's
a lieutenant colonel?
Yes, lieutenant colonel. He later rose to command the 517th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 13th Airborne Division. He commanded attachments. The funny thing is, he never got above the rank of bird colonel. He should have gotten that, but he should have probably retired out of major general. But you know what? He wasn't from the right prep school. That happened a lot. It's called Army politics. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one more interesting thing about the 509th. When they went over in July of 42, and they deployed to England, they were told to take off their patches, take off their jump boots, because we don't want the Germans to know that we have a parachute unit there in England. They were not off the boat more than an hour before Axis Sally, when one of our broadcasts said, and to Lieutenant Colonel Edson Raff and all the officers and men of the 509th Parachute Infantry Battalion. And Raff just got this disgusted look on his face and said, put it back on, guys. You know, it's pretty obvious. The Germans know you're here.
Nice.
So this is what you will be doing. It is a chilly evening, and you can imagine it's October 31st in England. So you get, get them big old warm jackets on, field jackets on. You'll be jumping with full combat gear.
Life ammo?
Hmm?
Life ammo and everything.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Hooray.
PFC Carlson, your BAR is a little big to be going out that door, so yours is going to be in a para package, one of those airdrop packages. Let's see, you've got the...
I just got a Tommy gun.
You got a Tommy gun.
Only 45% in it.
Now everybody's carrying 45 automatic, and everybody's carrying four grenades.
Four grenades?
Yeah. Now I will assume the role of Sergeant Mercer.
Can we write in the character sheets?
Please do.
Okay.
I'll just go make more.
Just asking before I ruin something.
That's good paper stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use cardstock because it's easier for people to write on around the table. Yes.
That is a very good idea.
You know, when you're around the table, it's just easier. It's just as cheap as printer paper.
Right.
And I think it's much more durable.
Yep. That's a really good idea. I think I'll do that for future.
I have an extra pen.
I don't mind if it's in pen. Like I said, I'll just go print out more.
I don't trust myself in pens
so much. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't have a pencil, I'm afraid.
All right.
I wouldn't worry about it.
And one of these, I just scratch everything out if it's not true anymore.
There you go.
So that's your mission.
Okay.
That's what you are to do. C-47 from Air Transport Command. The ops officer gives you your final briefing. Sergeant Mercer and the other three. They're going to drop a small team. They're going to try to drop a small team. They're working with the whole idea of the Pathfinder concept, the small reconnaissance teams.
Oh, yeah.
And besides, you guys could use the night navigation. PFC Wolcott, you are not normally assigned to the... You're actually assigned to the battalion medical company, but you're going out to make the night jump because that's how you train.
So is it usual that we'd carry live equipment?
Yes. They trained with live ammo all the time. They wanted you to be completely used to it.
Well, I mean, we're going through civilian areas now, right?
You're out in the middle of West Fence Post nowhere.
Oh, all right.
Normally, PFC Carlson would be toting an M1919A4 30 caliber Browning air-cooled light machine gun, and some other poor schmo would be toting the tripod.
But since we have no one toting for that point,
well, they're experimenting by dropping you with a BAR. Now, you're the rifleman. Your equipment is usually, your rifle's usually slung in a leg bag that you go out the door with. If you're using an M1 carbine or a Tommy gun, it will be carried like this across the top of your emergency chute. Each one of you also has a combat knife. This was like the World War II equivalent of the K-bar. And yeah, a lot of the paras knew how to use it real well.
I'm not one of them.
If you're in a parachute, having a good knife is a lot of
fun. You know what? I will give you the K-bar knife, and how would you like a Sykes Fairbairn combat dagger?
Sure, what if I can't reach one?
You're also carrying a general purpose knife.
Ah, okay.
And what you use that for is, this was before they used the quick release catch. You had to at times just cut your shroud lines to keep yourself from being drug all over the place by the wind. So anyway, the night is cold. Like I said, October 31st in the middle of England. Yeah. So you're all bundled up. You're all ready to go. You get in the plane. It's warming up on the field. You hear the chug, chug, chug of the that's a C-47. Engines are raring and ready to go. You guys get yourself seated in there. Lieutenant Fairfield, you will be the jump master.
Sweet. What does
because you are the officer, which that means you're responsible for kicking their butts out the door.
So, oh, yeah, I'm a first lieutenant, yeah.
Let me just fact check. I have the BAR with the 20-shot clips.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's stored in a para-package.
Yeah.
It'll be kicked out the door. And according to Lieutenant Colonel Raff, yes, you are expected to recover it. And hump that BAR through the mountains. Hey, it beats Totonet Browning.
Yeah, probably yeah. Positively light for you by now.
Yeah, I always thought that was amazing. They had one per squad, M1919A4 Browning. It's like, wow. Just wow. Like I said, everybody else, you carry your 45 in a holster. You've got four grenades each.
Right.
Sergeant Mercer, aside from his grenades, also has a flare gun. Very pistol with about a half a dozen flares for emergency signaling.
So what's the protocol for meeting one another?
When you jump, you will rally together because mm-hmm. you're going to be dropping the relative. The stick should come out in relative to the same zone. Mm-hmm. And it could be just rally on the LT. That was generally what they would do. You know, you're going Fairfield, something goes, yo, I'm here. This is more a navigation exercise. It's not a combat training mission per se. It's a night navigation exercise.
Okay.
So, the C-47.
Cloud cover and moon.
Yeah, you've got intermittent scudding clouds, and it's a full moon. The locals call it a hunter's moon. It's the last full moon of autumn. And it's also All Hallows Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't know about you guys, but I've got a great feeling about this. I think we're going to have a great time tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast. Okay,
first round's on me at the pub.
Nothing yeah. better than that.
We started trick-or-treat in this area, right?
I don't know what they did in England.
I don't care what they do in England. I'm an American.
yeah, there we go. And you're from Arkham, Massachusetts.
And I'm with other Americans, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like,
we'll impose our culture on them.
Okay. Trick or treat, we're Americans.
Yes, we're armed. So
anyway, trick or treat. You guys get seated in the plane. The pilots gun the engines, mm-hmm. and away you go. Thundering down the runway as you lift into the sky. It's cold back there because the door is open. The cargo door is open. So they usually jump. They usually have them taped open.
Yep.
And the normal way you jump is when you're approaching the drop zone, stand up, hook up, hook your static line up. But you've also been trained in emergency exit procedures, which is basically just dive out the door and pull the ripcord. And you're probably going to take about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get to where you're going. So you're cruising along probably at around 500 to 750 feet is when you'll come out. That's fairly safe for a night drop. It'll give you a chance to orient on what's below you. The drop zone is supposed to be a meadow. That's your drop zone.
Oh, easy enough.
And you got, you know, as you're bantering along, you're about 10 minutes out. Bam! The plane starts shuddering and shaking as you've hit something in the air. And it starts shuddering. And you don't even need to make the roll. The starboard side engine's on fire, and it's starting to do this number. What are you doing?
I'm getting up.
Yeah, emergency exit procedures. Follow them to the letter. I'm Jump Master. I get it. Does Jump Master go first or last?
Last.
Last. Okay.
Well, he's not going to give me too much encouragement to make it for that door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll make it.
I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah. The aircraft is shuddering bad. It's starting to tilt like this. Your cargo door is on the left side.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I'm not going to pay for this thing. And I pull the crate towards the edge.
Yeah. It's like
and,
a.
Kicking
out. You guys are running out of time.
Yeah, I'm kicking it out.
So when I see, what's your character's name again?
Carlson. Holger Carlson. Carlson.
Carlson. Which rank?
Private first class.
Oh, Carlson.
Okay.
No, I'm just gonna leave it, and drag him with me. Push him.
No. I'm not gonna pay for this.
No. I'm.
Yeah.
Shut up. Give me a hand and help me throw that thing out, and then jump.
Bobby, what
go,
do you do?
Go.
Sure, I'll go first.
Delgado's out the door.
I'll drag that thing out and then I'll jump after it.
He pitches it out, the plane is shuddering. Next.
Well, I'm pushing him out.
Yeah,
and
she's pushing out. Out you go. Mercer goes out, and then as you go out, you feel the heat behind you because you just see the flames coming up to the floor of that plane.
Jesus. I jump out, look behind me as I you know, parachute down, see if I can see what the hell happened to the plane.
Oh, yeah. It's all you can see is you can see it's on fire. It's going down.
Where's the other plane that we hit?
You don't see anything. You hit something, but...
Are the pilots coming out?
Make parachute rolls, folks.
Oh, yeah, those things.
You mean we don't automatically...
Yeah. Ooh. Actually, I made it 30.
Failed by 9.
Oh, dear.
Really well. Well, it's been nice seeing you.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I rolled a 69, I got...
Is it percentile?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're a really good person.
I want to go under...
Yeah.
It's just not good enough.
97.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, I rolled a 98. We're in the same boat.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I rolled a 30. I made it. With my crate, because I knew
what
I was doing.
And then there was one.
Ooh, look who's so smart. There's... I picked the crate out of the emergency.
Yep, look who is the person who is not.
Mercer's no problem.
Yeah.
What you're looking at is really, it's going to be a hard landing. I tell you what did you roll?
69 out of 60.
Okay, that'd be a hard landing?
Yeah.
98?
Javier.
Roll again.
6.
Boom, that emergency chute. Perfect. And what did you roll?
2.
Same thing. Popped your emergency chute.
That's why we have 2.
Yep. And... as you guys are floating down, first of all, of course, you're nowhere near where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You can see this large fiery trail, and at the end of which is a huge fireball as that C-47 goes in.
Do I see any other, like, wrecks?
No.
Remind me of the historical facts. We do have maps, right?
Oh, yes.
So while I'm still in the chute, I try to at least find out where the heck we are, as long as I still have an oversight.
Okay, well, let's get you down on the ground.
Since I, to render aid, I'll also need...
Okay, we also need some rolls to get you down on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, parachute rolls again?
Yeah, and just...
Yeah, made that.
You had a little hard landing there, Walcott, but you're okay.
Can I try to navigate before we get on the ground? Because I would really like to get an overview of the area to orient myself.
No, you got to hit the ground first, because you're coming down. You dropped from low level. You're coming down hard.
Okay. Missed by 22% parachute.
Ka-thum, boom.
Ouch. 52 out of 65.
You landed on your feet. What did you do?
29 out of 60.
Bam, you're on your feet. You know, you had a good landing.
Yeah.
Javi, I want you to take... we're just going to divide. It's going to take 2 points of damage. Banged yourself up really badly. What did you...
I'm 10 over.
1 point. Mm-hmm. That's really represents bruises. You know, you landed hard. What did you... How much did you miss?
22 over.
3 points.
Really?
I just put a mark. It's representing your current hit points.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, well, like you start with 11. You have 11 right now.
Oh, so I count down?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you guys are on the ground.
Alright.
You have no clue where you are, and you could probably see off the distance the burning pyre that was the plane.
Yeah.
And you don't see any other parachutes.
Us 5?
Okay. Yeah.
How many people were in that plane?
Just 5.
Oh, okay.
But you had a 3-man crew. None of them apparently made it out.
Okay, I gotcha.
Lieutenant, should we go and inspect the wreck and see if we can help anyone?
First, I'm gonna sound off, make sure everybody can. That's what I'm supposed to do. Everyone's supposed to rally on me.
Yeah.
So I cut myself from. All right, you know, get out of the chute.
Now, Walcott, you can actually make first aid rolls because you're just basically doing the bandaging and stuff like that. So. You go ahead and make the first aid roll. We get you guys rallied. You rallied around the lieutenant and the sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just at one hit point, I'm just bumped, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can make, well...
Like, I landed funny and...
Oh, yeah.
My foot's not happy, but I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's laying there bleeding with ruptured organs.
Well, I mean, right. But nobody has, like, a serious sprain or anything to build.
Oh, I took 3 points of damage.
Took 3 points of damage out of how many do you have?
15. That's a serious sprain.
Oh, well, then I'll have to treat...
Yeah. By the rules, I think, like, you can use first aid on each injury to heal up the 1d3 damage from that.
Okay,
now as you rally up, you've got your Tommy gun because you jumped with it.
Yep.
Make a luck roll.
Luck's at the top right, or, yeah, with your attributes.
That'd be 70, so I need to roll into that.
Yep.
20.
Well, you know that bag with your... 30-06 in it, you still got it. So you got your 30-06. What weapons were you carrying?
A 45 and grenades.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, they just carry. So you got your pistol. You don't have to worry about that.
I have a carbine and, well, I wanted to lock the crate out. I don't know if I did. It's not new, but...
Hmm?
I think I locked the crate out before I jumped, because that's what I wanted to
do. Oh, no, you carry that.
Yeah.
You'll carry it. Roll, make your luck roll.
13, that should suffice.
You've got your carbine still with you. Now, where the hell is that parapack with the BAR?
Ooh,
must be somewhere.
We know where it was if you left it in the rack. I'll have to treat him.
Okay.
I was pulling it out of the rack. I didn't jump before I pulled that out.
Yeah, he was... Yeah, still, it's somewhere...
I'm a big, burly guy. If I'm determined to lock that thing out, I'm pulling that out before I jump.
So
the para package went out. And what? Okay, go ahead and make your roll.
Heal,
oh, God, wow, I'm nearly as heavy as I am.
How many?
225
70 pounds. 70
out of...
What?
60.
Yeah,
he's
50. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 5 foot 11. It's relatively easy, so I'll give you...
He's the guy that you want to carry.
You get Holger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, dude.
What are you looking for?
PFC Carlson.
Yes.
You get all the hit points back.
Hooray!
She bandaged, you got a bandage tightened up. I mean, this is just basic first aid.
Yeah.
You probably felt a little better. You managed to cut your shroud lines away,
yep,
and then
can stand on it. Works fine.
Yeah. Now what you probably have to do is find that para,
yep,
container.
What about Private
Javier? How many do you have?
2 out of 14, or 12 out of 14.
However. Okay, he's taking 2 hit points. You want to try that with him too?
Yeah.
Lieutenant, if you're fine with that, I'm just scouting the area
and
the bar. I mean, you're already on the plane. I don't want to have to explain.
You got one. You got one, but you're still
got one or two far.
Sure.
Something's gone seriously.
Yeah, we probably hit a bird or whatnot.
I don't think a bird. Well, knowledge check. Could a bird do that to a plane like the C-47?
I mean, the engine wasn't fired.
Well, you know, the thing is,
it could have been a barrage balloon.
Yeah. Okay. But could a bird?
Yeah.
Are there any barrage balloons sitting up in the sky?
Not really, no. That's just it.
I wouldn't worry too much. It was a terrible accident. I'll just get the bar and then we can say.
Okay, make your luck roll, Holger.
There is a war going on. I would be a little cautious.
19 out of 45.
Okay, you could see off in the distance. Remember those para containers, when they drop them, have the little red flashing locator lights. Did you see something out there in the... You guys are, by the way, are in the middle of a small field. It's like a little cleared meadow, and there's a lot of really dense forest around you. You missed the trees, which would have really been bad.
Oh, yeah. Shortest adventure ever. Well, first off, I'll figure out how off course we are. How far are we?
Okay.
The drop shot, so
I go to the locator light, get the crate, and pick whatever's in there.
Okay, you head into the woods?
Well, look, don't go off anywhere alone.
I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. You know, it's blinking over there. It's just a few yards. Don't worry about it.
Tenet?
Yeah, no, he can get it. Yeah. I have full faith in his capabilities.
All right.
You're new to this whole paratrooper thing. You'll get used to it. We're tough boys.
Yeah, and he'll... I mean, there aren't... It's just strangers. Yeah.
Right, what the hell is going to happen?
Yeah, exactly.
The Han is jumping me behind the tree after waiting there.
Something weird happened, but not... I'm more focused on figuring out where we are, because it's already, like... So I'm going to be looking, pulling out the map, trying to figure out where we are and figure out how to get to where we need to be. Because even if we fired off, Wolcott has signal flares, right?
Mercer does.
Mercer does, sorry.
Yeah, he's got signal
flares.
No, I'm Fairfield.
You're Fairfield. Oh, you're Mercer.
Yeah.
Sergeant Alan Mercer.
Even if we shot off the flares right now, nobody would be looking for them. I mean, nobody would see them, would they?
No.
You think the pilot could have made it off?
I doubt it.
I was all pretty quick. Awfully quick.
Yeah, when you saw it go down, that right wing had just folded up in flames, and it was...
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out where we are exactly to...
Okay, well, the moon comes out again. It is a large, beautiful, full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And...
What a beautiful night.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's crisp and chilly. Like I said, we're talking... October 31st in the mountains of England.
Yep.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you got your field jackets, folks?
Yeah. Mittens?
Oh, come
yes.
on. These right. British... I mean, this is not cold. Seriously.
That's right. A Wisconsin farm boy, this probably would be downright summertime.
Well, particularly around then. They were getting like 15 feet of snow winterly, weren't they?
And they liked it.
We do like it there.
Yeah.
But anyway, as you go into the woods, you're about 15 feet in, and there's the dangling from the tree.
Remind me, do we have flashlights back?
Yes,
yes.
There's
so
flashlights.
I'm obviously going with the flashlight.
Yeah, the little.
I don't want to hurt my ankle.
We're using the little angled ones.
Yeah, the little angled ones actually clip on your.
Those things are so cute.
Yeah,
with the red lens, so you can do the map reading without wrecking your night vision.
Yeah, yeah. I'm basically just. Lighting the
okay,
forest.
I want you to make a... Ooh!
It's not good when you mix it up.
Let's see. I think this would be the appropriate one. Listen roll.
Like you should have listened to your medic.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Don't
worry. You never listen to the dog. They're always overcautious.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, jump out of the plane and eat the expensive.
We're in England. What's the worst that could happen?
Wolcott,
by the way, was a
pharmacist. I can't tell you what's the worst that could happen. They serve his lunch.
He's never graduated either.
What are you going to do then? Lamb chops with green sauce?
Minor details.
Minor details. Yeah,
I'm administering medicine now.
There we go. Okay.
Listeners can't see it, but I'm eating my
Well, you'll retrieve the pack.
Yeah.
Actually, do you want to just sit there in the woods and open it up and get the BAR out?
Yeah, I mean, I just get the BAR, get the clips out because I don't let ammunition lie around.
Okay.
God knows which kids come around and find it.
And he's out there, and...
It's always thinking of the children. What a nice guy.
It's in,
you know, I have this little cousin who nearly got killed in an accident with a gun. If you don't let them, you don't make live ammunition lie around, that's not okay.
Okay.
Not even in
make another listen roll.
Another listen roll. Yeah, I'm still oblivious.
Okay, but, yeah,
I'm done.
On the other hand, I have to sort of presume you have a set of eyes on him as he's in the woods.
I'm going to, you know, have the other people start looking around.
Sure.
Okay, you guys make a spot hidden.
Well, I'm looking at the map, so I wouldn't.
I failed by 23%.
I got it by 2.
It's pretty obvious why I'm not hearing things because I'm currently crawling over roots to get the crew to get the stupid.
You think you see some movement out there in the woods, and not him, not the farm boy.
Hey, Carlson, I think there's something out there with you.
What's out there with me? That stupid crate is out there with me.
What direction did I see him in?
Was it behind him, or to his left, or to his right?
It's to his left.
Okay.
Is it more?
It's more like movement.
Do I see anything?
Make your spot hidden.
I'll draw my 45. It could be a boar or something like that. There can be vicious in the forest, so I'd rather not get spot hidden. Yes.
There's something moving.
What size?
It's, you'd think it would, you'd think it's a child, actually. It's about that size.
It could be a boar.
A small boar.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you expecting in the middle of nowhere in a forest? Could be a boar, could be a fox. If it's child size, it's definitely too big for a fox. So, I carefully go, take a step back or two and ready, take the flashlight and the 45 and check out what's there.
I'll probably head over that direction.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm still looking at that. Can I make
a
navigate?
I think there's something that someone in the forest with me could be nice dinner.
Could I make a navigate check to figure out where
Absolutely.
We're
at? Absolutely. That's right.
Yes, I make it. 28 out of 45, so...
Yeah, you figure you're probably at least 15 miles from where you ought to be.
We got a long hike.
Okay. I'm just going to do this randomly. I like to. Of course, that's where it would... Ka-thunk! Hold it. Something just bounced off your head. It's actually bounced off your helmet, which
I was just going to say I should be wearing a helmet.
You are, you
what
are.
What the fuck?
Yeah?
I think something is throwing stones or rocks at me.
Something bad boy.
Do I still have an idea of the movement or of the direction where something moved?
Yeah, it came from the direction something moved.
Freeze! I'm armed.
Okay. Something goes whizzing past you and buries itself in the tree.
In the tree?
In the tree. It's a spear.
What the... Well, I crouch down and start firing. I mean, obviously something's throwing. Someone is chucking spears at me. What the...
Cease fire! Who's there?
Someone just threw a spear.
We're American soldiers. We're on a training mission. Don't be alarmed, you damn English farmer with your crazy spear.
Did he say spear?
Yes.
Yes, I fall down in a crouch.
I hear fire in my head that way.
And I fire.
I'm
fire
walking towards that
air.
Way.
Yeah, if they're shooting, I'm not.
I'm firing one up in the air.
Letting someone go off alone.
Yeah, okay.
I'll probably draw my weapon by now.
Yeah, you guys are out in the middle. You guys go up there.
Yeah.
When you fire, you fire up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll just give this. You see movement in those trees.
Mm-hmm. More?
More of it. It looks like there's more than one person out there.
Okay,
in that case...
Get back from the trees. Here.
Yeah,
I'm
grabbing the bar and I'm running out there.
Yeah.
Whatever is in there, if it's multiple targets, we want to have the machine gun. I'm just running out.
We're not trespassers. We're
another spear comes whizzing out of the comes whizzing out of the trees at you.
At me?
Or just in your general direction.
Okay.
I look at the spear. Like, what does it look like?
It's a very crude looking spear. It looks like something a caveman would have made.
Damn it.
Stone tip.
Heavy.
Cover. Someone give me cover fire. I don't want to kill by a dumb British farm boy. We told them twice with fire in the air, cover me.
We get back.
What are we doing?
I point the gun in the direction for us. If you throw one more of those goddamn spears at us, we will open fire. This is not goddamn funny, you goddamn Brits.
And this is, by the way, all done with a very dignified Virginia accent. So
that's what they call British humor, ha ha. I give them some.
I want you to make.
Coffee's really good.
I am not sure quite how. Oh, yes, I am. First of all, it's going to be a variant on the spot hidden.
Mm-hmm. Can Sergeant Mercer put a flare up to illuminate?
Yeah, just go ahead and make the roll.
57 failed by 7.
Okay, I'll still let you have that because you probably are going to catch a little of it. You have a knowledge roll. What's your knowledge roll? Your no roll?
It's up with your statistics. Your stats. Up at the top.
It's up here.
Oh, that roll.
It says no.
16.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Dex 11 isn't good then. 36.
You catch a whiff of something. And you caught a whiff of something, and you think you have smelled it before.
Like,
the reptile house at the Arkham Zoo. It's got that kind of smell. Everybody else, same thing.
Alright. I failed my knowledge check. No, I do make my knowledge check. I have a knowledge of 80.
Actually, you need the spot hidden first.
Oh, spot hidden.
Oh.
Failed the spot hidden.
I critically succeed.
Failed
the
spot
hidden
by 5, so no. Hmm?
I got a 2 out of 50.
Oh my god, yeah, you recognize it definitely. It's the smell of reptiles.
England! This is not making sense.
Am I back with them by now?
Yeah.
Yes, you've fallen back.
Alright, we're gonna check the plane wreckage and get the hell out of here. I don't know what kind of freak show the backwoods of England is, but if it's like the backwoods of Virginia, we want to get away from here as quickly as possible.
I'm kind of freaked out. I'll check the bar and make it ready.
Alright.
Sounds like a good plan, Neil.
He still has a longer. I'm sorry, Carlson still has a longer.
You still have the carbine as well.
Carlson, give me your carbine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you shoot with that thing? You're a medic.
Yeah, I can shoot with it.
Do you have rifle? Does this go?
Yeah, I totally do. I don't care if I can.
The point is, I'm not sure if I should give you the pointy end of a stick that it potentially points in my direction. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm the paratroopers, too.
Yeah, they were trained.
Oh. Yeah, they would be trained.
They're trained. You guys are all trained. Yeah, you should have a skill that says rifle.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why don't you carry the bar?
No, that's your job.
All the ten. Come on, that's heavy.
Look at these skills.
But you're a strong man.
No, Mom, my rifle skill's fine. It's actually better.
Here, take it. Keep it clean.
See,
and
that's
well
for you to
carry.
Everybody wins. Anyways.
Use the ammunition.
All right, we'll march straight to the plane. The wreckage.
How many spare clips do I have for the carbine?
You should be getting about six 15-round magazines.
Yeah, so I hand them over because what the hell? I'm not going to carry his ammunition. I mean, seriously. So
I don't want him to carry my ammunition. That would be awkward.
So you're carrying the carbine. You're carrying the ammunition.
Please, sir, would you let me reload?
how many clips do I have for the bar?
Hmm?
How many clips do you have for the bar?
I believe the standard loadout would be 8 20-round magazines.
Yep.
Wearing them in will look like a vest.
Yep.
They carry them, ammo pouches and such.
Right. How many magazines do they come with?
I said 8.
8. Oh, okay.
8. That's, you have 8 20-round, 160 rounds.
Yep, that can count.
Yep, that's
you're carrying
up in about half a minute.
Yeah.
For the Tommy guns, you are carrying 6 30-round magazines, and I figure old Fairfield probably did the little trickery. He's got one in the weapon when he jumped.
Yeah,
a lot of them did that.
Yeah. How many clips for the 45?
3 clips.
Okay. Well, I hope we're not going to need them. I'm already out 2 shots because I fired the air in order to deter, which was doing jack shit to these more.
Yeah.
Can I grab one of the spears?
Grab one of the what?
Spears.
Yeah, you could pick up the spear.
What the fuck?
Seems to me something that would be made by a caveman.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this.
I did not think I would.
It's a flint tip.
It's sharp.
Wow, flint.
This is not a child's toy. This thing is sharp. You can actually hurt.
It's a weapon.
That's not
We know they're not German.
You know
they
what?
Wouldn't be using such
a. I'll take this as a walking. I keep it as a walking stick. So I'm carrying the bar on one shoulder and.
Okay.
Let me
see it a moment, please.
Sure, here.
Has the head been poisoned? Does it have any goop on it? PCs?
Not that you can tell.
Okay. Okay. So it's just the stone hatchet.
Let's just keep going. We're going to the wreckage.
Because if somebody gets hit by one of these, I don't want to have to have any surprises.
Okay, you guys are moving out towards the plane.
Yeah.
It's easy enough to see because the wreckage is blazing merrily, probably about a mile, 2 miles.
At this distance, we're probably too late to help anyone anyway. We have to go check, I guess.
Well, I just want to see if we can figure out what the hell happened. I'm
You have to check. You cannot just walk
Should
away.
We double climb it?
Not yet. Let's. I don't want to rush into anything. What if these little circus freaks that apparently populate these woods.
We should stay away from the forest edge.
Yeah, exactly. And while we're walking, I'm going to take out the map again and look for the nearest settlement, or what's closer, the 15-mile place that we have to go, the place that's 15 miles away that we're supposed to be at, or is there a village or someplace nearby that's closer?
Well, on the map, there's something that seems to indicate ruins.
Well, okay.
And it just says, Stone Cairn Abbey, and it's right around there, but the map symbol indicates that it's a ruin. You know, it's like a historical archaeological site.
Okay, there's not going to be anybody there.
Probably not since the 14th century.
Okay.
But you never know.
Right.
Okay. Oh! Another spear comes whizzing out of the darkness. And manages to miss everybody.
God damn it!
Go! Give me this like spears.
Does this one come from the same direction as all the others? Or did
this
it come from a different
It came from a different direction. It's like they're doing this number. Who's ever chucking those spears?
Brad. It came from in front of us or from behind?
To one side of
us. Okay.
Go ahead and make a spot hidden.
All right. We're being attacked. Permission to fight.
This is no longer fun.
Yeah. I got 38 out of...
I miss, again, by 50. Like 10%.
Made my spot hit.
24 out of 50.
Yeah,
okay.
Got
47. Well, there you go. And the Tyrannosaurus Rex just stomps on you as you run right into it. No, what happens is...
I don't think I have enough morphine for that.
The clouds... Heart,
yeah.
As it were, bright moonlight, and you see figures skirting the edge of the woods. These kind of hunched, ugly-looking little dwarfing things. You really can't get that good a look at them, but they've got spears.
Permission to hold fire.
Fire.
I'll bipod out and start taking shots.
All right. I'm not going to tolerate. I'm not. I don't care if they are using spears. They shouldn't have brought spears to a gunfight.
Yeah,
so.
I'm lying down. I get the bipod out and I start picking shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shots.
How far away are they?
Probably not more than 50 yards.
50 yards. That's still too far for a hand.
The bard is not much concentration not to kill, right? The caliber is so big. It's
just
gonna
hit
hurt.
Yeah,
all
you just
no matter what I hit.
You, what I'll give you is I will say that you are basically laying down fire.
Yeah.
Suppressive fire.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go full auto. I have no idea what the heck is going on. I'm picking single shots.
Single shots, that's fine. That'll work.
Yeah.
So
same here. I'm just going to take a couple shots.
Yeah,
the merch is popping off.
If I start
burst from the Tommy gun.
160 round. If I start laying covering fire, then we can go home without ammunition in the next 5 minutes. Okay, that's it. Don't need that
your reference. Grenades do I have, or
four.
Are they just the four standard for the grenade?
Yeah, four standard grenades, but you have a half a dozen rifle grenades that fit on the end of that 30-odd. We have to put the grenade launcher on the end of the 30-odd.
No grenades.
I don't plan on using those yet, but for future reference.
Otherwise, you have the nice bolt action 30-odd.
I made my Tommy gun shot.
Okay, you actually see a couple of the figures go down, and the others just seem to vanish into the woods.
Okay. All right, well, yell ceasefire after everyone gets off a couple shots.
That's easy, because I don't think Private First Class Wellcott would have been firing much.
Yeah. And I will say, all right, we got to see who these freaks are. Machine, or Javier, take point.
Sure. So, should I make an attack roll, or...?
Hey, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I made my Tommy gun roll.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just assume you're just popping off rounds and...
Yeah, I was just going to pop a few rounds. Not
yeah,
much.
What I'm doing is what amounts to area fire, because that's really all you can do in this situation. You're just basically, a couple of them are down on the ground.
That's the important thing. We approach it cautiously, expecting to be attacked. If I see any more spears being thrown, I will be returning bullets to them. So,
I'm covering you.
Yeah, and so we will approach to see who these people
are. You're approaching for treatment. We don't want to hurt any further. Keep your freaking spears tucked away.
All right. When you get up to the first body,
yeah.
First thing you're going to notice is whatever it is, it's not human.
Oh.
It's this kind of dwarven-looking creep, mottled skin like a reptile's. The mouth is open and a rictus, and it has teeth, including fangs like a serpent's.
So I assume that I'd be making a sanity check at this point.
Sand check! Shouldn't be that hard.
Made it.
Okay, yeah, you're not having any issues.
Oh, no sanity if I make it. Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Okay.
95.
Oh God! What?
What? What am I? Oh, that's
it's your current sanity.
That number.
Wait. The one in statistics or the one in sanity?
The one in sanity. The one that's.
Think of sanity as mental hit points.
Mm-hmm.
So when you
yeah,
see
yours is
scary,
60, and you rolled a 95.
Yeah.
So. Walcott's not doing real good. Let's see. That's a leaner.
I'm sorry.
That's a 5.
Yeah,
oh, here, 60.
Yeah, that's not quite 10% of your current sanity, so you're really disgusted, shocked, and horrified by what you see.
I'm so glad I'm not there, and I'm lying there covering you,
do
and
I
don't want to know what you see.
Yes,
please don't tell me.
Come check this out.
That's quite frankly disgusting. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, Walcott's not.
What the heck's going on over there? Is he dead?
Is there anything in my med pocket?
We're not really sure it's a he.
Is she dead? Oh, fucking shit, did I shoot a child?
Come here and take a look at it.
No, don't take a look at
no,
it.
No, he needs
what
to
the
see
fuck? Did I kill a child?
No, it's not a child. It's a Nazi experiment or something. Just
No, come here and take a look at it. That's an order.
Okay. Oh, God, what have I done? Oh,
come and risk your sanity, soldier.
No, so I walk over expecting the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, it's a sharp weapon, but you don't want to be. Oh, God. So, what now? What do you
sanity see? Check.
Damn it. 84! I miss! I'm pretty sure I miss. I'm not sure. Actually, where's my sanity? Oh, I so miss. I have sanity 45. I'm not the most stable
you,
person to begin with.
Lose 5 points of sand.
Hooray! 40 is not good.
Oh.
Well, how did I end up being that unstable wreck?
You're actually pretty stable. What is your sanity initially?
45.
Oh my God, that's more than 10%.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's going to be issues. Hold it. Yeah.
Do we have to take the bar away? Okay.
You're not getting this.
Yeah,
take
no
it from me.
Oh, no, don't point that out.
No, it's just like extremely nerve disquiet. Because like I said, this thing isn't human. This looks reptilian. It's got almost kind of scraggly human-looking hair and vaguely human features. And it's wearing very primitive fur cloth, you know, loincloth, you know, made out of some sort of animal skins.
I poke around the body. Does it have anything else on it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this is really, really messed up. Is our route to get to the place where we're supposed to be, that's 15 miles away. Is that through forest?
Yep, and mountains.
That's bad. I look up at the moon. Oh, it would have to be Halloween, wouldn't it?
What's going on here?
I don't know, I'm not that curious, but we got to figure out a way where we can survive till the morning. I'm going to look at the map to see some place where we could Like, I'm just going by horror movie rules, and if we survive till daylight, we'll be okay. So I look for a place that we could fortify and defend. Like, are the ruins the closest thing? Are there any other?
Yeah, what's left of the abbey is the closest thing.
Okay. We're not going to make 15 miles if these things are going to keep, these priests are going to keep throwing spears at us overnight. Are the ruins on top of a hill? Are they in a defensible location? Or
they look defensible, yeah.
Okay. Are there any other structures or ruins, or is it just the one?
This seems to be the only one.
Within, how far away is it?
We probably got maybe a half mile.
Oh, half mile. Okay.
While the lieutenant's deciding, I have a theory to satisfy. It's a mask.
It's a what?
Mask.
They're midgets and masks.
Yeah, no, I want to lift the mask. It's obviously wearing a mask.
And if you want to test this theory,
Let me go ahead and test your theory.
You might need a scalpel for it all.
It's not a mask.
I mean, you have a scalpel, right? I'm sure we could get that mask off.
The skin reminds you of a reptile. It's what they would call squamous, mm-hmm. You know, with all the modelings and such.
Nice.
Can I turn it over so it doesn't look at me?
Yeah, because what's looking at you is a serpent's eye.
Yeah, no, just I'm going to turn it over.
Okay, and you have no idea how many more of them are out there.
Are we sure the Abbey's the safest place for us to go?
Well, it's the only place we can go. There's no other places within, like, that are... It's either that or we march 15 miles through the forest of the mountain to get to the place where we're supposed to be. Other than that, I don't see other places on the map that we could even... That would even
go.
While you're looking at that, I'm gonna figure that when they decided to retreat from gunfire, that was about as fast as they can move. Outpace them?
Huh?
Can we outpace them at that rate?
Probably not, and especially if they know this area, mm-hmm. Because the skin is also extremely pale, mm-hmm. which of course indicates an underground dweller.
Yeah.
I didn't include him.
If they're just territorial, we might be able to get out of their territory and stop pursuing us.
They're intelligent. They can make spears. There's some sort of mind there. I'm thinking they what time is it? Like, how many hours until daylight?
You've probably got another 6 hours.
6 hours. I'd rather try and hole up in a place that we can defend rather than try and march 6 hours through darkness. And, you know, if they can make spears, why couldn't they make, you know, a pit trap or something? You know, who knows what other surprises they could have for us.
I'd gauge a 15-mile hike at maybe 3.5-4 hours, really.
Well,
that's so, giving 15 minutes a mile. I'm sure we could do better than that.
I just think this mission's already kind of foobar, and I don't want
to go. I think Lieutenant's right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't. I just think. I mean, we don't know how many there are, and we don't know what else they can do. I think we need to find a place, fortify, and wait till daylight, and then we can, you know, march out and get rescued or whatever.
Actually, they look like
one thing. Do we have any spare bags or anything?
I'm trying to remember if. Well, if you want to dump out some of your equipment.
Well, do we have drop bags for our magazines?
Yeah, you still have your drop bags for your weapons.
Yeah. All right, can we stuff one of these things in the bag?
No, I don't want to stuff them in the bag. I want to leave it here.
No, that's an order. They need to see this.
That's going to be difficult because those are only bags designed to hold a rifle.
Well, they're small, right?
They can be made smaller.
That's true. You're the medical person. Cut the head off.
I'm a medic, not a butcher.
You're a medic, not a butcher.
Okay. God, this is going better than I had hoped.
Cut the head and the hands off. Or cut it into parts and we'll put it in a drop bag. We need to show them proof that we're not crazy, you know.
We could just not talk about this.
The one and only why we
can't see that working, especially with a burning.
Besides,
shit,
don't you think?
Plane.
I mean, there's a crazy, freakish race of reptile people in, you know, ice remote England. Now that might not be a concern to the Allied High Command.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. But if we show them one, they'll know it's real.
If we show them part of one, they're going to think we're crazy people.
No.
Chop up a lizard.
There are no lizards in England.
Well, you know, that won't stop them from court-martialing us.
How? Well, we're going to cut one up and carry it with us.
Cut one up?
Yeah, we'll put it in a drop bag.
In pieces?
Yes.
Why don't we just drag it? I'm going to make a litter and we'll drag it.
Gross.
They're soldiers. We need to show them. Mm-hmm. We need to show the command that.
I'm a soldier. I'm a farm boy. I'm not a butcher.
What do you mean? You would be a if you were a farm boy.
Okay. Can I?
Yeah, but you know, I usually don't butcher things that have two arms and two legs.
Can I make
a not that kind of butcher.
You'll do as you're told, soldier.
Yeah.
You'll do as you're told.
So I'll do that.
Yeah, sir. If you insist on it.
Okay, put it on that. We can carry it with us and we'll slow us down.
Yeah, right. Wolcott's gonna make a litter.
Okay, that works too.
What's it about?
Sergeant
Mercer's
like, he has never
proof.
Seen anything like it before.
Could we just take
on the other hand, wait a minute.
Can we put a parachute over it so I don't have to look at it too?
You probably have to go back a couple of hundred yards to pick up the chutes.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Wait, what's Mercer saying? Or what's he?
Oh, okay.
Sir?
Mercer said that his grandmother was Irish. It's Irish. And she used to tell tales of the little people who lived under the ground.
Okay.
And he used to think she was just a crazy old woman.
If he gets back alive, he'll have a new appreciation for her stories.
Probably was, whatever it is.
I never
mind. Fine.
We're not believing in fairy tales now. That's crazy.
How about
that's
we just
absolutely
chop off an arm?
No, we're taking the whole thing. The litter idea is great.
Just lift it up so we can get
out
of
there.
We only have half a mile to go.
Okay, we'll get you guys moving on down the road again.
Yeah.
And, make a listen roll.
You know what I was thinking?
Yes,
what
I
if
saw
they're, what if they have funerary rites and they'll come back for their dead?
Well, they shouldn't have thrown spears at us.
Well, they'll attack us again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a clear case of tough luck.
And
yeah.
you would know, definitely, Carlson.
Yeah.
You know what you hear? Nothing. This is night in the countryside. What should you be hearing?
Anything.
You realize how quiet it is?
I rolled 99.
You know nothing. You're a city boy. What do you know?
Yeah.
How quiet it is.
Yeah.
Something's going on here.
Would I know that most animals tend to be silent when there's predators around?
Oh, I would know that.
He would definitely.
And I know when something's going on here and there's someone else here but us.
Then stay alert. Everybody have your weapons ready. And if they throw another spear at us, we'll be able to, or spears, it'll be a little, we'll meet, we'll return
light. They can see us further than we can see them.
On the other hand, Mercer's got something that could cure that.
Signal flare, yeah.
Flare gun.
Yeah.
The old white magnesium flare.
It's a good idea. I pop off a flare.
Do you want him to do it now?
Yeah, no, this is pretty creepy.
How far are we from the...
Probably about, I'll give you now that you're maybe about a quarter of a mile from the ruins of the abbey. Because you're starting to go up the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, are there other ridges we can take so at least we have more light?
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough?
In the lowlands?
Well, I would, once we get to the abbey and we can fortify it, we won't need as many. So, pop the flare.
And it just lights up. And as it comes down, you can actually see at the fringes of the light these little scuttering figures who are moving out of the light as fast as they can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
Like light.
Okay, we need fire.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Should we take our red lenses off? Maybe we can
I don't think our batteries. I don't think that's the kind of life.
Batteries are not going to last long enough to create enough light.
Yeah.
Well, if I can make a suggestion, we should make a fire and sit around with the back to the fire.
Yeah. Well, in the abbey, in the ruins.
In the abbey. Do we want to gather wood as we go, or
no? We'll get there. We'll fortify. And we don't know. There might be wood there.
You know, you guys are going to give these up. Well, by the time you shoot, they're going to be out of the light anyway.
Okay.
But the light itself just scattered them. But here's the bad news. You estimate maybe as many as 20 to 30 of them.
We have enough ammunition to kill 20 or 30.
True.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if the 20 or 30, it could be like with the rats. You see 20 and it's 200 out there.
But what if they're children?
Well, if they're children,
they're not human.
That
kind of,
yeah.
gets rid of most of my concerns right now.
I'm a Southern military officer in the 1940s. I don't care that much about the plight of others.
I'm caring pretty much about me. I have no freaking idea what's going on. I know I didn't shoot a child, which is good.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what it was you did shoot.
I'm going with the Jerry Rodder experiment.
I'm currently at not
going to what?
Jerry Rodder experiment?
Tried to kill you, you killed it.
What do you mean?
I don't want to think about it. In all honesty, I don't care.
Merchants, what are you talking about, Walcott?
Hey, is that the Zonkin dice that you use?
Just sort of thing.
Game-sized dice?
Yes.
He's never really heard of him doing that. He knows they've been...
Wow, nice.
Said they've done some pretty crazy things.
Cut people up or scar their skin or something.
They're neat. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, you guys, when you reach the abbey, it's really nothing but a series of jagged, very low stone walls. That's it.
Sphere cover.
Mm-hmm. You could probably do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But just walls, no building?
There's no buildings. Just the walls are about this high.
Oh, really? That low? Okay.
These are ruins.
Okay.
Still, for people of that size, it provides a certain deterrent.
The abbey's had cellars.
How wide, long is like diameter from one end to the other?
You're probably looking at a main. What was the ruins of the main building is probably like, I'll say it's probably 50 by 30 feet.
Okay. Now is the hill? It's a clearing, right? It's not like.
These were usually built on hilltops.
Yeah.
That had a good look around. So yeah, you've got yourself a field of fire.
Okay. Yeah. What about debris and wood and stuff like that? Is there anything we can start a fire with?
If you want to send some people out to look for the...
Well, I mean, like, there's nothing on the ruins themselves.
No.
Okay.
Lieutenant.
Yes?
If they're subterranean, there might be an old cellar or something.
Okay, yeah, let's search. First, we'll sweep the... we'll put the body in the center of the place, and then we'll sweep the area to see if there's any, you know... cellars or other weird surprises.
Cave entrances.
Yeah.
And how close is the forest to the walls? Does it go right up to it, or is it?
No, you're probably looking at about 50 yards.
Yeah.
That's
so
comfortable.
Yeah, we got plenty of space. So yeah, sweep the area. So like spot ins or whatever. See if we find anything. All right.
Okay.
Oh.
What would that mean? Spot
ins.
You said.
Yeah. Made mine.
No, yes. Actually, I made it. Oh my god, I made a spot hidden roll. I'm so I made it by one, by the way. I rolled 59.
Same. 46 out of 47.
You guys, now what is it precisely you're looking for?
Looking for, well, just sweeping the area to see if there's any unusual features, any, like,
looking,
especially like a cellar.
There is, when you look in the center of the ruins, there is something that looks like a black, rather crudely carved black stone slab there in the ruins. And if you bring your flashlights closer, it kind of looks like these weird-looking runic markings on there.
That doesn't look like anything I've ever seen in a church.
And by the way, it looks like there's something wet and sticky on it.
I approach it and look it over. Is it blood?
It's blood.
Look, it's blood.
Yes, is it just stained
is it
the altar?
Blood?
It's human blood.
Gross.
Is there a blood drip? Like a trail?
No. Actually, if you want to look around...
Yeah, because we're searching the entire ruins. The main thing is I'm worried about some possible tunnel or something that they come up under.
Okay, make your spot hidden again.
Okay.
All of us?
Yes,
yeah.
If you all are...
Yes!
Yeah.
Four out of 47.
Okay.
Why am I saying yes, I make it? You never want to make spotting rules.
You
always
find
forget
it harder?
You don't want to make spotting rules.
It's a human hand as she's been cut off about here. And it also, you can see where it has been tied with what looks like a leather thong. But it looks like, in fact, you being the farm boy, it was bitten off.
That's a sand check.
By the way, it looks like it was a young child's.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, seven.
Oh, I hate these guys so much.
Oh, seven. So make the sand check.
Yeah, you're so fine.
Lieutenant?
All right. So, yeah, the lieutenant reacts. Everybody does that. Let's see here. I make my sand check.
No freaking clue what's going on here.
Alright, that I won't show to everyone. There's no need for everyone to see. Alright.
Mercer, by the way, makes his
okay
quite easily because from 1936 to about 1938, he was in the Spanish Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
International. This is the guy that's the left. Do you think he's a damn communist?
Yeah, yeah. Alright. So, but we don't see anything of like a blood trail leading us to somewhere or something like that.
No, but you know, given Holger's background, I need you to. Do you have the track skill?
I do. Yeah, 10%. I have to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're just in the spot hit.
Right.
Because you know.
Seven
this time. What?
7 out of 47.
Ooh.
20 from 50.
Okay, you guys notice one thing.
Yeah.
The grass around here looks like it's been flattened by something large.
Something large or a lot of somethings?
Something large, and in fact, you can see blood on the grass.
Told you we shouldn't have come here.
I don't like this place, Lieutenant.
Yeah, this is not
maybe
looking this.
Start heading to the.
You know, with the Max's ruins, I'm thinking, you know, like picturesque castle with gate, you know, and like.
How about that?
Yeah, no. Not like, yeah, knee high. Alright, so we're half a mile away. Half a mile away.
Actually, I'm assuming now that you're at the ruins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that.
We're
half
a mile
off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. But we looked through there and we didn't find any tunnels or anything that could pop up underneath us, right?
As far as you know, there is.
Okay, so they actually have to approach us. They want to go up the hill in order to get to us. How much time did it take us to get there? Like, it was 6 hours when we were back in the forest. So how much time is it?
It probably took you. Well, we'll give you 30 minutes.
Okay,
30 minutes total. All
right.
something. You said large. For an animal, how large would that be? Like horse, elephant type?
Sorry, I think we should maybe...
Let's see what knowledge you can use.
Yeah, this is not turning out.
You have
to
have zoology or biology.
Can.
Yeah.
And then we leave the body. I suspect we'll be able to make another one.
We'll make another one. Yes. We need at least a head. Cut off the head and put it in a bag and we'll carry it.
Cut off the head and put it in the bag?
Yeah.
This is how flame works.
These things are monsters. We need to know. They've killed someone. We have to...
This and whatever it is cracking huge.
They'll probably find us, right? We can shoot another one later.
No, we'll take one now.
Probably elephant at least.
Because we're not going to have time later.
And we don't have the type of rounds to deal with that.
Oh, you probably could kill an elephant with a bar.
And a grenade.
Mm. Yeah, you've got rifle grenades. You've got rifle launch grenades.
We could kill several elephants if needed. The question is, what the heck is an elephant? No.
at least.
All right, screw it. I'll cut off the head. I'll cut off the head of our corpse. Stuff it in a drop bag and say, all right, now we're our new mission. We are going to rendezvous. This place isn't like, I'm not liking this site. It's a defensible location. I will plot a route to the rendezvous point and we'll start marching at double time so we can.
Okay, so you guys, so you hear more rustling.
Yeah.
And you see something.
Single file?
Whatever the standard protocol is for
you could see them again as they're closing in.
Yeah.
Said the edge of the trees. Give me a spot hidden.
Oh, is this word leaving the ruins?
Yeah, there's names.
I failed mine.
No, not even close.
27 compared to 15.
I thought it was 12.
If we're trying to avoid traps, single files.
You notice something. There's one of those figures that isn't a dwarf. It's man-sized. And it's holding what looks like a staff.
Oh, that's easy. I'll line it up with my gun while I say, I found a big one, and shoot it.
I love it. Very nice.
I love that. That's a keeper line.
Yeah. I found a big one.
Kapow!
If I see that, I'll just take it.
I'll just start laying down some fire.
We're a real military unit. One person starts shooting, we all start shooting, and we aim at later.
Yeah, exactly.
We aim later. The act of shooting.
The law of average is saying you throw enough bullets down range, we'll hit something.
Exactly. 13 under 45%.
Okay, let's see.
That's a hit.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, you're hitting with the M1 carbine. How many points of damage?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's on his character sheet.
Should be on your...
Oh, it's not on mine, I'm borrowing
it. It's on...
it's 2d6. Go ahead and roll 2d6.
Oh, yeah, it's 2d6.
2d6.
Is it just 2d6, or is it...
Yeah, it's 2d6. The Browning is 2d6 plus 4.
Oh, okay.
It goes down.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do. Can I shoot it again?
What's disappeared?
Well, can I shoot where
it fell into the foliage.
Yeah, you can pop away a couple with it.
Yeah, I'll fire off five rounds just to lay it in that general
direction. You spoiled it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Oh, yeah, it is quite all right. Please, ruin
I'll
the fun.
I'll say four rounds sounds satisfying for my psyche.
Hey, where's the restroom?
You go out there, you go into the restroom, and it's the first...
Do I see the thing go down?
Okay.
Yes.
You know what it is? Best restroom.
Yeah, if you all want to take a bathroom break, let's just go ahead and do that.
All right, I'll stop the recording then. So, we'll be right back.
As you all
are... And we are all back. All right.
And as you are all making your...
Oh, crap.
As you all preparing your...
Don't worry about the profanity, trust me.
In this case, you don't have to make the listen roll, because you're going to hear it. Something really big moving in the woods.
Ahead of us? Or behind? What direction from us?
It's just off to your right. Remember, because you're circled?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear something moving.
Can we make it off to our behind?
Huh?
Can we make it off to our behind?
Huh?
Can we keep moving?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying let's leave now. I assume we're completely surrounded.
Any way you go, you're going to have to go through the forests.
Do we know the general direction we need to head?
Yeah. Okay. Before we left the ruins, I would show the route that we would have to go and, like, the compass direction and everything. So that if we get separated or, you know, if I get killed, and, of course, if I get killed, you're all doomed anyway, because I'm the worst leader, but no, so at least everyone would know the basic route of how to get there.
So let's make a hole and get out of here.
Yeah.
What sort of formation are we
in? Well, before you do that, you hear some other sounds of crashing and rumbling, and, you know, you don't even need a spot hidden.
Yeah.
This thing is huge. It looks like a freaking dragon, and it's jet black.
Okay. I'm just going to make my sand check right now.
Huh? Let me put it this way, because Ross could probably tell you in game term. I'm not really sure. You're looking at something that's a size 41.
There's actually a size comparison chart to call Cthulhu rules. Let me go find it.
Oh, okay. That's going to be fun.
Let's see here.
Because I really want you guys to get it. This thing looks hideous. And if you would notice, it probably had something like an upper wing, only which is now crushed and broken.
It must have hit something in the air.
All right, let's see. let's see here. Well, weight size, it'd probably be weighing around 1,700 to 1,900 pounds.
About a ton?
Yeah. Let's see here. Size, let's see, weight... Yeah, out of character, you said it had one wing?
Yes.
Okay. I could leave the name off. And see, we're right there, that little square. That's movies. And then I'm guessing it's this thing. So.
Yes, it is.
And so we're there, there's that.
Oh.
We could fit it, that thing could eat us in one bite.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
And by the way, it is time once again for sand check.
Yeah. Oh, those are my favorite ones.
No, 96. This is so going down the drain.
Oh, God.
Hey, failed sand check, buddy.
Yay.
Is working up recover sanity?
Failed sand check, buddy.
Alrighty. Now,
oh, you got a 96 too?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that goes a long way to explaining why Reggie Fairfield is
the way he
turned out. Alright, who failed? Now, I believe in this case you roll your intelligence. I forgot about that.
Oh, it's an idea check.
It's an idea check, which is your intelligence.
Times five, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's idea.
It's right there on your sheet.
37, Lon. Make it!
Too bad for you.
I know.
No, wait. Basically, are you doing the temporary insanity or the insane insight, the gaining? Which one? Let's see here. I made my sand check, or my idea check.
We both failed the sand check in 96, and then we made the idea check.
Yeah.
You realize the full import of what you're seeing.
Ooh, so that's temporary.
So what are we seeing?
That's insanity.
A large viperine shape creature. And you failed yours?
No, I made it.
Oh!
Okay,
yeah, just...
you're good.
Did you make it too?
I am firmly in the Nazi experiment hypothesis.
You're rock solid?
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
Mercer. Let's see how the commie does.
Mercer makes it exactly. Shaky, but he's okay. Now, Holger, you lose 1 point.
Oh, wow. That means I'm down to 39. Hooray.
And Reggie, you lose 9 points.
I think that gets you in the 10% range as well.
Yeah, my max sanity was 70, so yeah, that's more than 10%.
We're both slightly suffering.
I don't really do it where you fall apart instantly. Yeah. This is going to have repercussions.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely fight or flight mode right now.
You're boogered.
Yeah.
You're boogered.
I'm just running like mad into the woods as far as away.
And I'm running like mad right behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always thought, by the way, Hans, that
the heavy gunner started running, so I'm going to try to keep up.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Mercer's hauling it, too. I love the German word for civil war, which is like...
Bürgerkrieg.
Yeah. Do you flip boogers at each other?
Bürger, not booger.
Booger.
It's booger to me because I'm a stupid American.
Okay, you win the prize for the worst pun of the evening. Congratulations!
It's Call of Cthulhu. It encourages it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, you're hauling it for the woods. This thing is starting to come right up the hill.
Mm-hmm. The hill we're not on.
The hill you're no longer on.
Let's keep it that way.
And who's carrying the head of the little? You might have Serpent Man.
I guess I am, since I'm a commanding officer.
Not if you can help it, right?
No, I was carrying it.
Well, I mean, I may have ended up dropping it in the woods while we were running. I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm the one who cut the head off. I'll carry it because. God, no one else. Everyone else is too squeamish, and it's important.
So, as we're running, I say to Mercer, so what do your stories have to say about that?
Run.
Sounds like a good plan.
Let's run, son. You run like hell. That's what my stories say.
Already ahead of you.
Oh,
I can run faster than you can.
Drop the bar, maybe.
I don't know. Do I drop the bar, or do I cling to it like... I mean, I've seen how freaking huge that thing is.
You might want to keep a hold of the bar.
Yeah, he's got the death grip on the BAR.
I was going to say, soldiers are generally pretty good at keeping their weapons, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not like conscripts or anything.
Yeah. Okay, make your luck roll. because you're heading into the woods.
Ooh.
Same for you.
Okay.
Oh, I followed your directions. I rolled 37 out of 60.
I failed my luck check.
Trip splat. You ran into a tree.
How?
And it glanced off of it and spun around. How about you?
39 out of 70.
Going through the trees like Tarzan. How about you, sir?
Ooh, 52 out of 60. Out of 45. Never mind. Luck roll, right?
You bounced into a tree. Now make another. Now, make your strength roll. So it's your strength times 5.
Strength times 5.
Now for him.
Oh, okay.
What's that? 65. That's not too bad. I make it.
You still hang on to the VAR. Make your strength roll.
Times 5. Alright.
I have a prisoner.
No, I fail that.
Your Tommy gun disappears in the woods. It gets sucked out of your hand.
Okay. Alright. Things are looking great. Alright.
This is going to be short.
I'm guessing you're not going to stop to look for that.
No. We're not stopping that. No. One way express.
What does the word stop mean?
Die.
I keep running. I'm just running. So.
Okay. Mercer actually stops and takes up a firing position. Somebody's got to slow that damn thing down.
What? Fire signal flare. I yell.
What he does is he loads the flare gun,
mm-hmm.
and he's waiting for that thing to show up. Anybody want to stay and help him?
Would I even? Well, I guess I could try.
On the other hand, if he's shooting his flare gun, I might as well just shoot it with a bar.
Sure, why not?
Sure, yeah.
Unless I'm too insane to stop, I'll stop and help.
All right, how about you, Walcott?
Hurry for camaraderie.
Well,
someone has to tell the tale.
I don't want to get isolated. So if my squad stops, I have to stop with them.
You got it.
So.
And this thing is crashing through the trees.
I think I'm going to get a grenade out for this.
I'm going to get the grenade launcher ready.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You click it on the end
of the
.30-06.
Put my rifle over my shoulder and get the finger in the pin loop.
How about you, Lieutenant?
I've got a pistol. Grenade, that requires too much thought. I'm not, like, I just have the pistol out with a death grip, you know.
That's not right.
Let's not have a crazy person pull out a grenade, please. That might end badly.
That's not Tom the Lieutenant.
I didn't just lose 9-10. I'm not, like, thinking, like, oh, I should use a grenade, not a pistol. I just, it's a weapon, that's all.
Yeah, I'll plant the bar then.
Okay. It comes slithering through the trees. Like I said, this sucker's, what, 1,700 pounds? About a ton.
No.
So it's knocking them down.
So the selector is going to full auto?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, you see where she's going. Tommy gun's on full auto.
Wait, I dropped my Tommy gun.
He dropped his Tommy gun.
Tommy guns have single shot?
Yeah.
Weird.
Really?
Some did, some didn't, you know. But, you know, he flipped, you know, he's cock-locked and ready to rock.
Right.
Well, full auto for 20 shots, that means, like, full auto for one time yawn.
Yeah.
And it's the thing is coming. And when do you? Well, are you capable of giving orders at all, or are you just
not really? I just stop.
I wait until the flare gun goes off and just shoot whatever I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that puts the sergeant.
Oh, by the way, who designs a full automatic machine gun with a 20-shot clip?
Oh, it was an experiment.
It wasn't really meant to be a squad automatic weapon. It was actually meant to be an assault rifle. Yeah, I know. Go figure.
And
they could have had...
Did you want clubber people to death with it?
Yeah, they could have had the Lewis gun.
Hey, bank robbers found it great, you know, back in the 20s.
Yeah, they could have had the Lewis gun, which was 47 rounds, no waiting.
Yeah.
But anyway, this thing gets closer. You see Mercer drawing down. And he fires.
And that's the moment when I...
And he doesn't fire. Oh, he fires into the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Squeeze.
With the flare gun?
Huh?
With the flare gun?
And you can still see by the light. All right. Whoosh.
I gotta wait till he's within 20.
Huh?
I gotta wait till he's within 20.
Oh, no, no. That 20 is just your short range, unless you want to wait until he gets that close to
you.
Oh, I'm going to squeeze as soon as I see the flare flying. I fire exactly where the flare goes.
Yeah,
if I got range on.
And I just squeeze and I don't stop squeezing until it stops making a noise. And then I just put the next clip and I squeeze again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just pulling the trigger.
And you're popping the grenade. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, it has to get a little bit closer to throw, right?
Oh, yeah, you're throwing a grenade, yeah.
You got to throw a grenade, okay. Yeah, it's not quite maybe within your comfortable throwing range.
Well, I mean, the grenade won't explode right away. The grenade won't explode as... right away, will it?
No.
Yeah, so I have to wait.
Oh, you're going to let the spoon fly and go 1,001, 1,002?
Oh, no, I don't want to click it off. I mean, I have to... I know about how far I can throw it, right?
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that about, 8 seconds, give or take, it's
no, the grenades are
there.
4 seconds, not eight.
Oh, well then, yeah, I just have to hit it.
Yeah, I pop loose.
I'm
going to
beat it in the chest.
Use your rifle skill for it.
It's 68 out of 65.
So how does that work with full auto?
Let me put it to you this way, Hans. You've got a very large target, and you're a very scared gunner, and I think... Just go ahead and make a roll. Make a roll on... it should be machine gun.
Yeah, I have that. A whole 30%. Best. 48, not really.
You're spraying bullets all around it. You just missed it with a rifle grenade, which goes off near it. It does not like that flare at all.
Imagine not.
It really, really does not like that flare.
So what is it, did the flare hit it and stick to it, or is it just hit it and bounce off of it?
It hit... See, that's a magnesium. Yeah, no, it hit and bounced off. Mm-hmm. But Mercer got a really good roll.
Okay.
Bounced off and rolls down in front of it. And it's recoiling from the flare.
Sweet.
That must be why I missed.
Yeah.
Step back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blame
the flare. By the way, your magazine is now empty?
Yeah, and put the next clip in.
He's putting in the next magazine.
Well, I'll shoot with a pistol.
I'll just do that until I'm out of clips, and then I'm drawing and shooting my pistol, and then I'm throwing the pistol at it, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do after that.
Actually, when I'm just going to fire off the seven round clip of the 45, and then click 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 click, and then I see it stopped, and I'm just going to start running again. As soon as I see
it. Okay, it's withdrawn. By the way, he's eating up those magazines from the BAR like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I'm still looking.
Hey, buddy, you might want to save a couple of those.
Yeah, I'm completely ignoring him and just keep doing
it. He's just...
Is it close enough to...
I don't know how long it will take, but I guess eventually the barrel will just melt.
You don't have enough rounds for that. If only...
I don't know how many rounds you need to fire before you need to exchange the barrel. I think 160 rounds is...
I don't know what it is for the BAR. I know what it is for the M60.
How much is it for the M60?
You probably had to put about 200, 250. Depending on how continuous you fired.
Yeah, so with exchanging clips in between, it should be fine. Because that's giving a few seconds to cool down.
That's a rugged old piece of work that BAR. Can
I get rid of the grenade, or is that not feasible?
Yeah, go ahead and check the grenade at the thing.
Do I have any sort of points I can spend now, or?
No, but who knows, God may be good to you.
That's why he put me here. 93.
It bounces off the nearest tree and rolls right back towards you.
Oh, shit!
There's your shit point. Make your luck roll.
Congratulations, you killed us all.
I killed him.
No, I'm already running away.
Right? 5,600.
I'll be captured and sacrificed.
It bounces off, it rolls off to one side and goes boom. The real grenades do not blow up like 155mm artillery rounds. They're kind of going boom.
Yeah.
But it detonates, but fortunately it doesn't seem to do much damage. Mm-hmm. But the critters disappeared back into the night.
Okay, then... being still seen. No, I need to stop him.
Oh, him. Unload.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gone.
I will grab his hand and keep him from
shooting. Do I see that it's gone?
Huh?
Do I realize that it's gone, or do
yes,
I just keep shooting?
You realize it's gone.
I'm probably keeping the trigger still squeezed, just not exchanging my.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
So how many magazines did I go?
Huh?
How many magazines did I use up?
That's what I'm about to determine.
Guys.
You're on your last one.
Hooray!
Well, I was running, after I emptied one clip of my 45. So, how far away did I get before everything calmed down?
I'll give you... you got maybe 10, 20 yards down the trail.
Okay.
Down the woods. Ooh.
Where's the lieutenant?
That's a good question.
By the way, Mercer goes over to the side, behind a tree, grabs the Tommy gun that was his.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right.
Good call.
Yeah, I guess I recover from my, brief insanity and just, panning, trying to calm down.
Yeah, let me... Well, I really don't want to pass notes, so we're just going to do this across the table.
Sure.
Yeah.
My God, do you feel ashamed? You ran.
That's true. I did.
You are a Virginia gentleman and a soldier and a paratrooper, and you ran. And worse than run, you've got a little extra in your pants.
Oh, that's nice.
I just fall to my knees and start doing some dry heaves, just, again, out of... trying to comprehend what I just saw, trying to...
Right, you have no idea. Mercer's like... Yeah. By the way, you probably don't... You won't hear this, but Mercer looks at you and looks at the lieutenant and goes, fucking college boy.
All right. So I get recovered and said, we need to keep going. I'm just going to grab the... Tommy gun without looking at Mercer's face or looking him in the eyes. We need to keep going. We have to keep going.
Yeah.
So
Mercer's kind of like, where's St. George when you need him?
Which one's St. George?
St. George, the patron saint of England who slew the dragon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't take any frag from the grenade.
Huh?
Now's a good time to check if I'm still in one piece.
No, you're okay. It bounced over a log and detonated. When they blow up,
they
expand outward. That's kind of like when a grenade lands near you, you're actually better off. Don't throw yourself on it. Just lay there, because it'll blast upward. Although I think for sure, Looney, you can't beat what the Germans did in World War I. One of their initiations into their elite units... is you stood there at attention and they put a grenade on top of your helmet and detonated it.
Ouch.
I'm thinking, my God, that's a concussion.
Yeah.
So what happens if it rolls off?
It's not supposed to. But it will go off. You're supposed to show up, how stupid can you be?
You know, it has a high attrition rate.
I remember when we threw grenades in training, and I really didn't have much of an arm. But that day, I had a pitch. I mean, let me tell you something. I would have probably smoked that fastball at 90 miles an hour across that plate. It's funny. Well, remember, once you pull the pin, Mr. Grenade is no longer your friend.
Yeah.
Basic rules. Basic rules. Anyway, you guys are pulling it together. Like I said, you are just...
Yeah.
You've run.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What would your family think of you?
Yeah. They think I was in hell because this thing isn't real, but enough of that. We need to keep going. If I can get everyone back home alive, then I need to get everyone back home alive, no matter what. So, we need to keep going. I'm trying to just put it out of my mind, not think about the shame. So, just focus on what we have to do. So, keep going, no matter what. So, yeah. At least that's how I think he would. Yeah.
Okay, you guys are making the trip through the brush. It's actually pine forest. It's a high forest type thing, which means you've got space between the trees. But you're really starting to get, of course, you now the fatigue is hitting you no end. And in fact, I'll let you get about another couple of miles, and then it's really going to hit you. So you'll make, let's see.
What's the recovery point?
Con times 5, please.
All right.
We'll start with that. We'll start with con times 5.
I cannot catch a break tonight. I failed.
0-1.
61.
Out of what?
60.
You're kind of okay. You're starting to feel it.
I have 1 out of I don't care.
Yeah. How did you do?
94 out of 60.
It's hitting you bad. You're starting to get tired.
I got 80 out of 70.
We gotta move on.
You're okay. You're not. You're feeling it, man. You are just.
Carlson, do you want your rifle back?
So I can see a whole lot of scary crap.
Yes,
walking,
that's probably a good
miles.
Idea. I don't think you can just do much more with that bar. Do you want to keep the bar? I want to leave it here. We're nearly out of ammunition. I'm on the last clip. I got no shots in there.
If we need to shoot something far away.
It's a lot of excess weight. It will slow us down. I can carry other people's stuff, and if people are getting tired.
But Mercer will tell you that's also your hardest hitting weapon.
Yeah, for 20 more bullets.
Were there any more?
Yeah, that
and
might
fire
make
a semi-auto, son.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, switch to semi-auto and keep carrying it.
And give me that car.
I'll carry the bar.
No, you're not carrying the bar. Look at you, flimsy.
I'm not carrying anything else. Like
yeah, I can't carry you.
Yeah, drop all the non-essential gear. You know, this is a field exercise, but we're not going to need all the, you know. I'm sure we can dump a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we dump all our stuff that we don't absolutely need for tonight. So, the extra food or whatever. Well, I mean, yeah, just unnecessary stuff. The
food.
Well,
yeah.
How long is it supposed to take for that truck to get out there? Because we got to call in, and then they have to drive out. They're not going to be there waiting for us.
That's fine. Yeah, but this is still England. This is not like... I assume the 15 miles is like... When we get there, there will be some civilization somewhere that we can get to.
Oh, there will be a village.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't know what's in a soldier's pack or what he would have, but I'm sure there's a lot
same.
Of...
Same.
Huh?
Same.
Yeah, so just a knowledge check to figure out what we wouldn't need or what...
Hmm?
What could we... How much stuff can we... How much of our equipment can we dump without absolutely needing?
Probably a lot of it. What
yeah.
you really want is food, water, and bullets. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so we'll dump everything that's not those things.
Does that include the head of the weird creature?
No, that's mission critical. We need that. We need that more than ever.
I assume we're probably carrying something along the lines of a tent, some rope, lots of food, lots of bullets.
Yeah.
These are the food
should be fine.
Flashlights,
we don't need those.
We won't have much of an appetite, but these were the food should be fine.
Shovel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, shovel's handy if you run out of knives.
Just try and use it as a knife.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay, we'll dump that stuff and keep going to lighten our load so we don't get as fatigued. So, all right, do you want to wait for Hans?
Let's wait for Hans to get back. He right. should be back in a minute.
This kind of
let's go ahead and get back to it.
And we're back. Alright.
There you are in the woods.
Dumping gear.
Dumping gear.
Yeah.
Cleaning out your shorts.
Yeah.
Some of us.
Shut up.
Oh, that grenade was pretty close.
After we dump our gear, we keep going. Marching as fast as we can. At a reasonable or double time rate. How many miles? Well, we can't have gone on more.
Do we have an idea about our position? To be honest, do we have the slightest of where we are?
We have a compass, and I have navigation, and it is a full moon, so we can see.
Yeah, that's true.
Does anyone have a pocket knife?
No,
we have fighting knives.
No, anyone at the table.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a 4. Critical.
And you were doing?
Navigation.
Yeah, you're right on course. In fact, you could have cut a little time off of that to reach the village.
Sweet.
Oh, our rendezvous point is the village, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a routine training mission. Could possibly have gone wrong.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Well, our plane hits a dragon.
A very nice lizard.
And then we meet little lizard children. And we meet the heart-stopping lizard shaman, who we greet in the traditional American fashion.
It's on the inside. I love that. Stop or I'll shoot. Bang, 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 bang. Stop or I'll shoot.
Wait, doesn't that mean the fourth bang, bang, shoot? Or does it really matter?
You obviously have not played Call of Cthulhu, have you?
No, actually. This is not first time.
But, do you guys, the woods are quiet again?
Oh, God damn it. I hate it when they're quiet. I hate it when they're noisy. I hate the woods.
I think by now, Wilcox's getting the idea that if all of the other prey survives by staying silent, he should do the same.
No, they know where we are. We should keep moving. And as soon as we see them, we'll pop another flare and cover as much distance as we can.
How many flares do we have?
We only have 4 left.
How many hours do we have?
About the same.
4 hours left until dawn?
To keep it to 1 flare an hour.
Dead by dawn. Dead by dawn.
They're not helping.
I think the flares are pretty useful to defeat that thing.
We need light in the village. Lots of light.
We're in the forest, though. There's no place we can go. There's no convenient hill we can go.
Can we make
actually, since you rolled that off one, I really critted that navigation one. Yeah, there's a hill. Looks like, again, a defensible. Besides, you guys are starting to drag. Because it's... the adrenaline, first of all, is starting to wear off.
I'm sure you have adrenaline shots in your med kit, right?
Did they issue adrenaline shots?
Not in World War II.
No, I'm pretty sure that my med kit is either keep you comfortable or give you some vitamin M and send you on your way.
No, they probably have some methamphetamines or something, some uppers.
Maybe Benzedrine.
Probably some opium or heroin or whatever they use.
By the way, yes, you do have morphine in your med kit.
I have morphine.
Well, we're talking about stimulants, though.
Well,
wake everyone
okay,
up.
Different strokes for different folks. What can I say? Anyway, you guys keep moving.
Do you have lighter food that you can use or something like that?
Sure, we have Zippos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys have Zippo lighters, but, you know.
It's pretty wet, though. It's not like it's pretty humid out, right? Or
no, it's dry as a bone. This is England.
I think I'll try it while we're walking through the forest. And I'll try to pick up a decently nice thick branch and then wrap some extra part from my shirt. No, not socks. Socks are entirely needed. No, I rip off the arm of a shirt under the jacket and wrap it around and soak it in lighter fluid.
We'll let you do that.
And light it.
I won't stop him. Don't look at me. As long as he doesn't hit me with a stick.
Well, yeah, we'll let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my God, is it quiet.
We're near the top of the hill.
You're not stopping while you do this, are you?
No, I'm doing it while we're walking.
As you get up to the hill, the grass, by the way, is about knee high at least, if not higher.
That's the worst kind of grass.
About knee high or higher.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, no, actually, they are probably. Let me give you a size and then.
It's really dry grass.
It's autumn. That should be fairly dry grass.
Let's burn the grass.
If we can find a barren spot, it's a good idea to burn the grass.
We're going uphill with the grass.
You're looking at about anywhere from size 7 to size 12. They're human size.
Right.
Well, they can still.
Yeah, I'm size 12.
So So it's, but we're going uphill with the grass?
Yeah.
So we can just start the grass on fire and follow behind it. And it probably won't hurt as much.
No, we're not going to start a fire.
We're not going to start a fire somewhere where it doesn't burn.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to not start a fire.
Burning grass, if you're standing in the middle of it, can hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a wildfire?
Yeah.
Or a Walcott lights fire. Fire is Walcott's friend.
Fire is a pretty color and it's useful.
I've stood in that kind of fire or right beside it when I was like 10 and my neighbor decided to light the field on fire to test if the grass burns. And then it burned, and then he couldn't extinguish it, and then we had the firefighters coming because he set like 2 acres worth of grass on fire.
Yeah, but that is true, and I appreciate your sentiment, but lizard man.
Yeah, the point is, it doesn't really give me much of a good, better feel to surely know that I'm going to die because I'm getting burned, than most likely die because I'm getting poked with a
stick. No, we can stay well behind it. We'll burn it alive.
The fire actually.
No, we're not going to burn it yet.
It's
going to
spread uphill and away from us.
It's going to spread in whatever direction the wind takes it.
There's one whiff coming downstairs.
But as long as we stay behind it, it won't double back.
No, what we'll do is whenever we see them attack or whatever, we'll stop at the top of the hill, wait to see what they do, and then we can set a fire with the signal flare if we need to, far away from us.
Or throw the torch.
Well, no, the signal flare will go farther than
I don't want to take a spear to the gonads while walking up this hill.
No, we set the signal flare and then we run away from it. See, the signal flare will stop them. They'll run away from the light, so that'll buy us some time. So first, we'll stop on top of the hill, take a breather, and see what the hell they're up to. See if they have some sort of if they have another crazy monster to throw at us, or if they have another some other trick. But we'll take a breather and let them see what they're going to see. Or, you know, they might be territorial. Maybe they will stop at a certain point. But anyways, top of the hill, stop, take a breather, get some water, get some food, and wait 5 minutes, see what happens.
Okay, you guys will actually go through the grass, stop at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And as I said, as you stop through the grass, it's a beautiful night. The sky is that incredible silvery blue that you get with a full moon, and it's a large full moon. That's very quiet, and you have a breeze. And very peaceful. And boy, would you like to get some sleep. Welcome to the world of Adrenaline Crashdown.
Alright.
We need to do something to get the juices flowing.
As a medic, I got a key. Make sure everybody stays awake.
What we're going to need to do from you folks, I'll start with Sergeant Mercer, who's held up pretty well in all of this. That's why he's here. Oh, does he ever make it? What we're going to do is, it's going to be similar to I call it the concentration roll.
Okay.
I want you to take your intelligence, multiply it times 5. Because what you're doing is you're using your smarts to go ahead and try and stay.
Basically equal to our idea.
Yeah, you're doing your idea roll.
Oh, man.
Good.
And if anybody else is
right
behind,
I
have to go
10,
right?
Eight over 65.
How much? How much?
8.
65. Oh, yeah, you're good to go, dude. Javi's good to go. He's ready.
I'm 300.
300? Oh, you're okay. How about you?
10 over.
Oh, boy. You're really starting to feel it, man.
Sir, we should start singing something to keep the spirits flowing.
Yeah, it would just be kind of nice to close your eyes, but you ran.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boy, you have to face that. I mean, what are you going to tell your dad?
Exactly. I just, too bad we dumped out our coffee. I could really go for some coffee right now.
I thought we'd get food and drink.
I didn't have on the equipment. Okay. Mercer, by the way, for those of you who are interested, since this form is only a one-sheeter.
Mm-hmm.
Part of his equipment, aside from a... part of Fairfield's equipment is a bundle of cigars.
Okay. I'll light a cigar.
And what Mercer does is he pulls out from one of his jacket pockets a silver flask. And gets a little...
we
could all use a little of that.
I think we'll at least pretend to drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
By the way, it is some of the finest Spanish brandy you have ever tasted. It warms you up and kind of gets you going.
All right, good. All right, so we've taken a couple minutes off. We've taken a drink. They haven't seemed to have done anything, so we'll go down the hill and keep them marching toward our direction. I mean, they seem to... They haven't pressed an attack, and do we need to make... Can we make a spot hidden to see if they're sneaking up on us or anything?
If you want to, go right on ahead.
Yep, that's a very good idea. Let's do... Oh, God, 95.
What? I don't see anything. There's no one here. We're completely alone.
I concur with you.
97.
We're all in agreement. We're fine. We're out of the woods.
34.
No, there's absolutely no woods anymore.
Everybody else is nothing. No.
All four of us failed?
What are you talking about?
Every single one of us.
No, I have a 34 under 50.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah, no, I look around and see everybody else.
Yeah.
You're looking out there, and before you start down the hill, you think you see something in the woods ahead of you that is large and black.
I'll point out to Mercer. He seems to be seeing it. Mercer.
For Mercer, since you pointed it out to him, he's like, son of a bitch, it's in front of us.
Damn it.
I don't want to know it. I don't want to hear it.
As soon as I hear that, hit it with a single player. We'll go around it somehow.
He thinks it's in front. They're just...
That's where we got the...
Because it's basically down there in the shadowy forest with the moonlight and the darkness, and it's more a kind of a sense of where it is. And so he just pops the flare gun open, puts the third flare in, and since you can't really tell where it is on your word,
mm-hmm.
he'll pop it.
All right.
Arcs up in the air, goes poof. It really lights up the forest beneath it, and you see something large and black moving off to one side out of the light.
All right. We will go in the path that is open up because it's moving away from the light. Run! Get away from it!
Yes, indeed. And run you do. Let's see. You're going down through the tall grass. You're going down through the whole 9 yards. Give me multiply your dex times 5.
Alright.
Oh, fail 96.
Oh my god.
I made it this time.
you trip, down you go, the BAR is flying out of your hands.
62
out of 50. You stumble a little
90 something is. I'm rolling tonight.
I'll stop and
but might be lost.
How much?
53 out of 60.
You're good, you're on your feet. Fairfield?
Yeah, 45 out of 75.
96 out of 50.
Since I'm stumbling anyway, I'll go back for Carlson.
All right, Carlson.
I'll look for his gun if he doesn't have it.
Yeah, he's just kind of laying there, man. You're like,
come on, Carlson, put your helmet on, let's go.
Torch. Yeah, his torch went into the grass.
That's
yeah.
Not good.
Fire!
There, you got the fire you wanted.
Yeah.
Now let's go.
I kind of figured
that.
That's
not the fire I wanted.
Knowing that this was this called Cthulhu, I knew a fire was going to be set at some point. But
yeah.
That, so I didn't.
Only one?
Yeah. Well,
you guys played this game all wrong.
Yeah. So.
This is beautiful. We now have a problem. Now you have this nice bright fire blazing away.
Hooray. Okay. How big is it?
Pretty small yet.
We're running away from it, running away from all that is dangerous.
You have to get Carlson on kind of up on his feet. You have no idea where the BAR went to.
I don't care, I just run away from the fire because I really
He's running away from the fire.
I'll get a good look for it and then run from
there. No, we're not stopping to look for the BAR.
45 out of
50. You think you see it?
No, when we're jumping out of a burning plane, I drag it out.
Yeah.
Now that even I forsake it,
yeah.
He's looking for it.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're crazy.
So you want to find it and give it back?
Says the person looking for it.
You only have a small window of opportunity here to get away from the giant thing.
While
the
player's still over there and try to grab it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what, maybe 10 feet away?
Yeah. Okay, you reach down and grab it. And
this looks like fun.
Oh yeah, that little sucker. You get jumped.
Yeah.
Comes out of the tall grass and takes a swipe at you and nails you with its claws. Mm-hmm. And you take... Oh.
that doesn't sound
good. No, it's not too bad. It could be worse. You take 4 points of damage. You just got ripped.
No one left behind! I rush over to the
mat. Yeah, Walcott's down. The thing is... knocked you down. You have just shredded and bleeding. Boy, do you hurt. What are you doing?
I'm running back to rescue Walcott. Of course, did I even see where he went down? I mean, he's in the tall grass, right?
Yeah. You see where he went down. What are you doing?
I'll be screaming.
Walcott screaming.
And shooting,
go
probably.
Back for
I pulled a 45 and run back.
The 45 drawn.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're trying to shoot. This thing is grappling with you. Mm-hmm. I believe I gave you the martial arts skill, so that's...
I have something of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Okay. Oh.
90.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that really sucks.
You are
okay, this thing lunges forward at you with its teeth and just misses you. You hear the jaws going clap right next to you. By the way, this thing stinks. Have you ever smelled the reptile house of the zoo? Yeah, that's what you get. A big snoot full of. I can just hear it now. The next Indiana Jones line, snakes. It had to be snake people. Anyway, it's ooh, okay. No, this was a case of snake hit the plane.
The snake hit the what?
Never mind.
We're making a comment on snakes.
Comment. Okay.
We had snakes, we had a plane. So
it's like
sense.
Wrestling around trying to grab you. You are on your way over there to aid Walcott.
Yeah. 45.
Ooh. The thing attacks, another one attacks you. With a really nasty-looking stone axe. Takes a swing at you and misses. You may retaliate as you see fit.
So are you using the point-blank rules?
Are we close enough for shooting?
The double gun skills if you're shooting someone within 10 feet of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So if it's a 35, I roll 7.
That's it.
Go for it.
Is there any special rule called
45?
If you shoot into melee?
58.
If they're melee, you can't.
You cap it, and that should be
there's
for 1d10.
There's a 50 chance of hitting either one.
Oh.
So
are they
five.
In
the
he's
yeah.
Going to
be ooh! You tag him good and hard, he goes flying backwards. He
okay.
Just sucked up a 45 round about center mass. Guaranteed to ruin your night. Hans?
Yeah, I'm shooting. You can catch it.
Are you firing at the one that's attacking Walcott?
No, obviously not, because otherwise it could hit Walcott.
Okay.
Do not shoot your medic.
I've done that yesterday with a prisoner in another game, but that's
fine. How about you do to shoot the one that went after him?
Yeah.
Or the one that's coming after you?
I'm going to run up to the one that's attacking Walcott, put it right up in his head or its body, and then shoot.
Okay.
Make sure I can't miss.
He's got one on him.
Yeah, I'm shooting the one that's coming after me, so point blank, double tap. How does it work if you want to do multiple? Oh no, actually I can only have one attack. Never mind.
Yeah.
Now I see that. And I miss 94.
Wow.
This is a really good dice. It rolls a lot of nines.
This, and unfortunately for you, he doesn't. And you take one up the side of the head from a stone, when stone clubs.
Ooh, that's what, 1d6? 1d8.
I have a helmet.
A 2 plus. That's a 3 plus.
Hey, I have a helmet.
Yeah, it's you're going to kind of be okay because he has a minus 1d4 damage bonus.
Oh, okay.
Minus 1d4 bonus.
Okay. Yeah, so it's only 2 points. You get whacked in the head. The helmet's what, 2 points?
I think.
One or two? Yeah,
no, I think it's only 1.
I claim it is. He just hits you with a glancing blow. You got your bell rung.
Okay.
Yeah, helmet, the World War, well, World War One helmet's 2 points.
Yeah, well, the World War II would be just
as good. The
World
War II are more stable.
I will let you get up there as this critter's trying to skewer your gullet, skewer your gizzards. You see this hand of this 45 basically place the pistol against the creature's head and blow its brains out.
Tasty.
You, on the other hand, have problems. And Carlson has problems.
I shot the thing. Still move?
You got your bell rung.
Yeah, I'm trying to shoot it again.
He's trying to shoot it again.
All right.
Let me know when I can do that.
All right. What did you do? What was
I shot it for 5.
Oh, well, it's down.
Is it still moving?
Kind of, sort of.
I shoot it again.
All right. Yeah, that's it.
A wise decision.
A wise decision. He catches on fast. I like that.
I believe there's a rule called double tap.
I miss again.
Ow. Do you need new dice?
No, it doesn't help. Yesterday I was using a D100 and I kept rolling 90s like crazy.
Wow.
I'm not sure if you realize this, but it's usually better to expend ammunition before expending hit points.
Yeah.
I'm technically
aware of that.
He's
trying to expend ammunition.
The point is, the rule is slightly inverted if you're playing Call of Cthulhu because you get more fun if you do it the other way around.
Yeah.
So
do I see any of these creatures that I can shoot, or are they too close to the other soldiers?
They're... Let's see, his is down, and he pumped another round, popped it again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to swing again at you.
Yeah, I've seen that coming, literally.
Brilliant attack.
Okay. Oh, he misses.
Hooray.
All the gunfire, he misses. Just, you know, he just flat out misses. I'll give Holger, you got one more round. Yeah, you get another shot.
Yes, I hit, finally.
Ooh.
Like 24 under 60.
Oh, yeah. He drops.
Nice.
Basically, you stick the gun about where his chest is, and you pull the trigger, and that's all she wrote, folks.
What am I doing here?
Okay, no, I need the right
carbon
brick, because apparently
I'll pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you've managed to grab the BAR.
And then crawl to my feet with it. And
yeah. The medic's now got the BAR.
You know what?
I have the power.
Yeah, you keep the BAR, and I'll take the carbon because I find out, looking at my character sheet, that I have a 30% chance with BAR and a 75% with the carbon.
Yeah. What chance do you have with a machine gun?
30.
How about a rifle?
75. No. The document is already filled. So machine gun is 30%. Rifle is 75%, yeah.
Sounds strange for a machine gun.
God. Actually, yeah, I have the untrained machine gun skill. No, I have double the untrained machine gun skill.
That's funny, it should be flipped. Actually, if you really do count, the BAR should count as a rifle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'd be using that rifle skill with that BAR, 75%.
Yep. Yeah, that makes more sense then. Because, yeah, I'm a machine gun.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I help Wolf caught to his feet if that he's the closest one, and then come on, let's get going. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Fire is going great guns. By the way, you know that bag with the head in it?
Yeah,
you lost it.
No time.
I really don't care.
We have plenty of bodies right here if you want.
We don't have time. That thing that we need to get out of here before that player dies out.
I'd rather not have a head but alive or my own head than have.
I'd rather have my own head than someone else's.
We can't. We don't have time to because that giant thing is lurking around nearby.
I'm sure.
Is the signal flare light still going, or is it pretty much died out?
It's dying out now.
Yeah, we need to get moving. Move with the moving and the going.
So you guys keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Where you go? You head back into you're heading into the forest again.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
And I love that background music.
I know. It's so civilized.
It's very mellow.
Yeah. And you guys go ahead and head back into you're heading into the woods again. You're still pretty much on course, you think.
I don't like the words pretty much.
Yeah, nobody's like in the woods right now.
No.
But it smells like pine tar and reptiles.
And evil. And,
Instead of evil.
Yeah. That's not good.
So.
I think Walcott's getting a little jumpy. Noises, like the kind of noises you guys make, draw his attention, and thus is gone.
Well, it's the only noises being made at the moment.
Yeah, so you guys will keep going.
I think we should be getting used to the quiet, shouldn't we?
It's too quiet. By the way, you're all pretty ragged by now.
Yeah. I'd imagine so. Well, we have to keep going, so we'll keep going. Come on.
Hi-ho.
So you guys managed to push it. Keep going.
For some reason.
As you come across a small clearing in the forest, there it is, big and black.
So we've shot three flares so far. We have three left.
You have three left.
How many hours?
Huh?
How many hours?
About two more hours.
Yeah, that's not good. What is it doing? Is it already charging us, or is it has it noticed us? Or is it
it's waiting for us.
It noticed you.
Okay.
And it's looking at you.
It's looking at you. Okay.
And it's looking at you guys. And it's actually talking.
What? Oh, that's not good. What does it say?
No. It doesn't talk.
Is it speaking in English?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you shot off.
I don't know what it's saying.
I don't want to know what it's saying.
Grenade!
Rifle.
Grenade.
Yeah.
Get the grenade launcher thingy out.
Oh, the grenade launcher's already on the end of your rifle. Right.
Full auto on the Tommy gun.
Yeah, full auto on the Tommy gun. Mercer's over on the Tommy gun. It's
full auto on the bar.
Or
do I want to say that? No,
you have the bar back.
78 at a
65. Oh, no, you have the bar.
I don't know 78 at a 65.
Well, I'm going to give you a break because you're relatively
you carrying
close.
The mic,
and that thing is relatively
last
big,
time,
and you hit it.
I was carrying the bar,
off.
And you had the rifle.
Yeah.
Okay, so, then I used the rifle.
Yeah.
36 slash 2
you're a better shot than I am anyway.
Yeah.
No, I have the grenade damage. Yeah, it's going to get really hairy right now because that grenade detonated in the middle of that thing. Mercer fired his flare gun.
Does it have an eye or something like that?
It does have eyes.
Oh, I'll shoot one of the eyes.
That's, well.
Yeah, I mean, it's
terrible.
Everybody's hosing it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Because now that I'm shooting with a carbine, we might as well.
I'll just carry another hand grenade.
Spots. And 44. It's something.
Ooh, jeez. You guys tore it up pretty bad.
Nice.
And, yeah, Ross, you're right, this is a hunting quarry.
No. I couldn't, yeah, I... there's another Delta Green operation, a game I ran where it starts out with paratroopers in a plane that gets hit with a hunting quarry. Operation Obsidian, which is the Vietnam.
You passed me the chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing kind of draws back.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mercer pops loose with the flare gun. Nail it with the rifle grenade. And Mercer hits it with the flare gun. It's looking pretty ragged.
Good.
You're obviously taking it down, but man, it's... In fact, it will lash out now and take a strike. Let's see.
It moves faster than we thought it did.
Oh, yeah. At you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lunges at Walcott. Mm-hmm. You see this huge gaping fanged maw coming right at you.
Do I at least get my hand grenade? Because I still got that.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'll at least have the pin out. Or I'm going to try not to be with the grenade.
No, sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
I'd rather sacrifice the grenade for the
greater good. Come on, be a hero. I recommend you for a medal.
I am a hero, but I'd like to collect my medal.
The best kind.
No, the worst kind.
Oh,
you get much more honest than if you were alive.
Exactly.
Yes.
See it and look at the bright side.
You roll your dodge. What's your dodge?
It's a skill.
Yes.
You have a dodge skill.
It's usually dex time, so.
Look at the broad side.
Four.
Roll the four.
You do the matador. The ole is just snapping past you with its mouth still open.
Great God almighty. Hand grenade.
Don't even roll the throw, because what do you? I think what you're going to slam dunk the grenade right into its chops.
Yeah, if I can.
Go for it.
And then don't even roll.
No. Give me a luck roll.
Luck then.
Don't roll 100. That would be bad.
40 out of 60.
Bam! Right down the throat.
All
right,
onto the ground and close my ears.
I'm reloading the Tommy gun. Just kill it.
Same as above. I think I could use another grenade.
Yeah, I think I'm throwing a
grenade. Oh, man.
Assuming it just doesn't explode right here now. Better to be safe than sorry.
Did have armor, but, well.
Yeah, but not when you get it jammed down your throat.
That's true. I'm just thinking our guns probably aren't as effective as we hope, but the explosives are.
Yeah, they have its pieces. Something funny.
Yeah, these suckers have got, 9 points of armor.
Yeah.
That's why you're... But... You hit it hard because you stuck it down the thing's throat. You fired the grenade, which did not. The grenades do
46. Well, what hand grenade does 46?
3d6/2y, whatever that means.
Yeah, you do. His is a rifle grenade, does 3d6. I wasn't really going
to
get it.
Slash 2y means to use your hobby for every yard that you're away from the
grenade. Yeah.
But he hit it right on.
Yeah,
so
he hit it right on. So you just do 46 damage to hand grenades, it's equal to 3. Let's see. Spot on, they're pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Alright. Drop back.
Yeah.
Dieter's for a moment. By the way, his jaw is hanging down, like his jaw got blown off. And it crashes to the ground.
Let's keep going.
Let's toss another couple grenades this way. Actually, try and put them inside it now, since that seemed to work so well. Make sure it doesn't follow us.
It could be playing possum. We need to keep moving. Besides, we don't want to... We need those grenades to clear out masses of those little freaks.
I think I can look around now.
We have, 20 grenades, and we've thrown a grand total of, 3?
2.
I think we have plenty of grenades.
Why are we talking about grenades and not running?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's run.
Is it dead?
I don't want to find out. Let's keep moving.
Is it dead? Does it move?
Personally, I prefer to make sure.
Well, I'm probably closest.
Move?
It looks dead to me. Let's keep moving.
Yes, exactly.
Since you're going to move.
So if the mouth is open,
moment.
I'll just toss a grenade in
exactly.
While I'm running by.
I'll grab the bars. Medical opinion, it's dead. Let's move.
Yeah, let's be sure. Let's be sure. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
It's not that grenades cost that much. It's not that expensive, for example, bar.
Anyway.
These things are expensive.
You guys.
No, it's expendable.
It's almost 11:30.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm starting to melt.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we've kind of reached it where you will make it to the village, torn all the pieces. You will call.
Can we make a movie day out of the pieces?
They'll send out the truck.
I hope they send a little more than the truck.
No, they don't know anything about what happened. They just know that.
Yeah, it's like lieutenant report.
Yeah. Our plane, something, the engine exploded, something went wrong. We had to perform an emergency exit. We lost most of our equipment. It was a hard landing. And we all got banged up in the fall when we landed.
Giant slash marks, bear.
Tree.
No, that was all from the fall. That was all from the
tree.
Yeah, it was all from the landing.
Landing in the forest.
Yeah. And,
boy, that banged my head pretty bad.
Yeah. It was,
I was pretty dazed the whole way.
Unnaturally, I don't know what happened. Something, it seemed like something hit the plane, but I don't, that's insane. I don't know what happened.
They found the plane.
Yeah.
None of the crew got out. So, as far as they know, it's some kind of possibly mechanical failure, they're not sure.
Freak accident.
What are we going to say about our ammunition?
Yeah, they were kind of curious as to why you expended all that ammunition.
The authentic training experience.
They wouldn't buy that we lost it in the landing.
Well, I can say I dropped the hand grenades.
Yeah.
Same for me.
They kind of will.
I mean, they will find the.
Well, we okay. No, I'll let's see. Do I have fast talk?
Wild animals.
I do not have fast talk.
You
persuade.
Should tell someone about the wild.
I do have persuade. I'll attempt to persuade them. That the men were jumpy, and they thought that initially that we were hit by a barrage balloon, that there might have been saboteurs or something.
We thought we encountered.
We did it. We did find. Hey, do you still have that spear? Your walking stick? No, you probably dropped that. Yeah.
But you will find that I must have torn up the forest pretty badly because I just saw movement in the forest and I just kept firing away.
We did think there was someone out there in the forest. We couldn't find them. They weren't farmers. They didn't respond to us.
Okay. This is what comes now.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, there's no report of them finding that big black critter out there.
No.
What big black critter?
The one we're not talking about?
Exactly. I don't remember anything.
What critter?
That must have banged my head so bad.
But somewhere along the line, after your report, did you see Ring Lake RAF station? Not only did they train the British Airborne there, they trained the OSS there for parachute operations. And you know what? On your files right now is a little green triangle.
That means we're going to be selected for the new Delta Green.
We know too much.
Cool. Go.
So that is the wrap up, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Thank
you for the game. How did you guys like it? How did we do?
I like the idea of it. I like the basic overall structure of it. I think if there were. The only thing I think they could have really added to it, if there were like a few NPCs that we could have talked to, like someone looking for the kid, like a family member or some remote hermit or someone who was there.
Actually. The sheet with my townspeople on it, I happen to live back in Florida.
Okay, so that will be in the scenario. So,
yeah.
Because yeah, I mean, all the run and gun stuff is fun, but I would have liked to learn a little more about
it,
the Wii folk.
It makes a really good introductory scenario for the whole setting. So that's pretty nice.
I mean, yeah, what would have happened if I managed to keep the head in the bag?
Then he would have been read in completely right there.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been talking to a couple of very interesting people.
Yeah.
And you would have basically now, congratulations, Lieutenant, you and your people are now members of Delta Green.
Sweet.
So it's basically taking a short route instead of going.
It would have
shooting
would
Nazi sorcerers.
No matter what. It would have happened no matter what.
Right now you're not. You just have the notation.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, what I'm looking at doing is forming up item 525, item company 525th Parachute Infantry, which doesn't exist.
I got you.
It's a holding unit. It's an administrative holding unit, and that's Delta Green's
repository for the crew, basically.
Yeah, it's basically your hard commando type. What I wanted to do here was give a series of short military-themed adventures in World War II that you could play in an evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one shot.
Yes. That you could sit down, you can play through maybe 4 to 6, and it's for me a pretty good time.
Yeah.
The adventure play. And I wanted it to be that kind of adventure. The next one in the series is called Legions of Stone, North Africa. They hunt for a missing scientist.
Okay.
It's basically the same crew, just the next mission, so to say.
Oh yeah, it would be the same unit, except you guys would get. I think we could. I would have probably done our felt better.
Hi, I'm I just wanted how long you guys be here?
We're wrapping up right
we're
now.
Okay,
great. Oh, no problem. You set up. Well, I was like, you're welcome to come out here too, but probably.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping up for sure.
Okay, no problem.
All
right. I actually think a map, probably the map that
Kevin
has, would have been a great prop.
Yeah.
Particularly where the topographic, like what.
Oh, yeah. That'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like some other features, like some other possible places we could have gone to.
No, that, but I think that was, ideal.
Yeah, no, it was. It works as a good introductory scenario on what it's like.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's too bad you left the NPCs behind because.
Oh,
yeah. Do you want the sheets back, or can we keep these?
Yeah, you can. If you want to.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to show that to Scott.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's Reggie Fairfield.
Yeah, that's right. All right,
so,
well, that ends...
Thanks a lot for the game.
Yeah.
This is Roleplaying Public Radio. See you next time.